Blog Talk Radio.
I know you struggle cause my mama raised me and my brother. Been through it all and I done seen so many parents make it. Just to say they bought a kid and precious time they wasting. Buying pampers and boiling bottles, staying up late at night. No need to argue in front of your kid, no need to fuss and fight. I saw this woman, she was walking early to Mickey D's. But I knew that on the third shift she worked on the streets. So many men that's willing to lay down with a pretty lady. But if she winds up pregnant, will you be there for her and the baby? So many men that's under more goals and lots of stress. They better be there for their kid because this is a test. From the man up above it for the day you judge. So caress the son of daughter, show them plenty of love. I purify that life is hard and it's a constant struggle. But I know you're catching hell if you're a single mother. It's for you single mother.
This is for you single mothers. Out there trying to survive. You keep struggling and keep striving, baby.
While the government is taking women out Section 8, they holding back on food stamps and AFDC. Back in the day, the situation it pertained to me. Standing in line for free cheese and some powdered milk. But that was food up in my stomach so it didn't have to trip. A woman is precious like a diamond, you can say she's finest. She's got to be the for a kid if it's a plus or minus. No one can tolerate your mess just like your mama can. When situations take a toll, she has an upper hand. She's fighting battles in this world because she knows it's cold. Because your daddy ain't been around since you was 2 months old. He lost touch with this reality and bashed for life. So he packed his things and broke out over a little fight. I purify that life is hard and it's a constant struggle. But I know you're catching hell if you're a single mother. It's for you single mother.
This is for you single mothers. Out there trying to survive. You keep struggling and keep striving, baby.
Tell me, what do you see? I'm just a young black man that's trying to make some cheese. With my mind on my kids so I can learn to strive. Because I have to pave the way for him when I die. You know the streets, they get so hectic when you have no loot. And when you're broke, it ain't no joke, I'm just gonna tell the truth. Because there's certain situations that my baby's facing. On how to get the things he needs, I keep on contemplating. His mama left me when she thought that I would be the one. She knows that I'll always love her cause she has my son. We have to bring him up the best way that we know how. We know this journey will be rough cause it's our first child. Many men that tried to leave and dodge the newborn scene. I guess the Lord must have a lot of death that's waiting for me. Because he gives me strip and teaches me all the ropes. And lets me understand that I don't come from selling dope. It's for you single mothers.
This is for you single mothers. Out there trying to survive. You keep struggling and keep striving, baby. Fighting, baby. This is for you single mothers. Out
flash in the head with this one. Hell, nigga, you ain't know nigga who fucking level this.
Hey, hey, I'm gonna roll my shit while I sip this pill. Niggas always got something to say, but they never bring it to your face. I grind all night, hustle all day. Quick ass nigga, we don't see you round the way. I'm gonna roll my shit while I sip this pill. Niggas wanna score points like they no flu. Motherfucker, I don't know you. I came from the great, a real heavyweight, fuck y'all. I'ma keep on talking about these gates on my yard. I can see the worms and the snakes. Hoes just want a new perm and some shades. They already saying, boy, you about to change. I'm just getting to it, watch how I do it. Just cause I'm on the grind, they pray for my demise. In my eyes, a skyscraper with my name on the sign. Money brings power, and power brings war. So you better have more than your nine, little boy. I seek and destroy, can't wait to use these new toys that I got locked inside my closet. Yeah, we with the shit round here. First chance they get, niggas hitting licks round here. It's American gangsters everywhere round here. Get it clear, I came to let them know round here. Hey, I'm gonna roll my shit while I sip this pill. Yeah, niggas always got something to say, but they never bring it to your face. I grind all night, hustle all day. First ass nigga, we don't see you round the way. I'm gon' roll my shit while I sip this pill. Cash feels pregnant again, and it's me, motherfucker, busting through the skin. Throw my black dicky on so my nine can blend. Dope man through the crowd, I let my niggas get in. Just bought a new cave, about to slip the clip in. Better head for the hills if I get the tip in. Told my big cousin Mel, I'ma give him hell. So if they kill me, fuck the law, nigga, rebel and catch myself, cause my phone is a gold mine. I ain't rapping, niggas, I'm really getting mad. How many motherfuckers really down to die? Not one, so I'm sipping the Jack, rolling me one. Sprinkling y'all about the Cashville shit. Hey, bitch, we ran through 100 million fucking bricks.
Girl, stop playing, man. Put your jump in the house. You ain't going nowhere. Or shoot. Or you tripping on little shit. Man.
Baby girl, you're one of a kind. My age, my partner in crime. Top notch, nothing short of a diamond. I love you for that. I love you for that. Baby girl, you're one of a kind. My age, my partner in crime.
Hey baby, do a lot of crazy talk. That's how I see it. I got this water being mixed with these rose petals, and I feel like,
baby girl, you're one of a kind. My beats, my partner in crime. Top notch, nothing short of a dime. And I love you for that, I love you, love you for that.
She a glitter bitch like Libby, she my shawty like Clyde. She a ride or die, so I'm scared of 50 10 to 5. A red bone with long cat and pretty brown eyes. I'ma show you that I treat you better than the other guys. A one of a kind chick with that one of a kind loving. The first night we met, all we did was kiss and hugging. Nothing much more than that, we kept it simple. But then that bitch got freaky and she tried to bite my nipple. But that ain't for y'all, you see that's one of a kind. I would get a word for my girl, even if I'm in my grind. She would get a word for me because she my rider. God just make sure you tell them lame niggas that you're mine.
Baby girl, you're one of a kind. My ace, my partner in crime. Top notch, nothing short of a diamond. I love you for that, I love you for that. Baby girl, you're one of a kind. My ace, my partner in crime. Top notch, nothing short of a diamond. I love you for that, I love you.
Yeah, Young Black in the motherfucking building, nigga. Boss out, outlaws, what it is. This one here for all my slab riders. Pull your drop out. Show these boys how we hold down south, you know what I'm saying? H-Time, what it do? Swinging and swerving and shit. Hey, I came got the cockpit smoked at, 84's poked at, young black leaning with the Gucci stay sloped at, drop top Vogue's on European grill, swing right, break them at the label, climb a fifth wheel, just falling like a leech of cheese, pick it up like pieces, on old school Chevrolets, Impalas and Caprices, I can't forget the Lex with the wooden leather steering wheel, handy paint frame, dripping stains off of the end of Ville's, I'm in my candy world, riding in my candy girl, holla at Tay Woo, let him hit me with a candy pearl, tipping on them things with the buckles on the trunk, bumping old school ears, Z-O's in the phone, I'm swinging and banging, breaking off the intersection, crossing, showing the whole world how we flossing, yeah, everybody claim they slab is the best, pull up beside me, put the slab to the test, if nothing less, I'm fresh, in my slab so clean, smell like a wine, that it means no green, gorillas in the trunk, beating out the head, candy paint frame, swing down on glass, I'm fresh, in my slab so clean, smell like a wine, that it means no green, gorillas in the trunk, beating out the head, candy paint frame, swing down on glass, I'm fresh. Stay flyer than the motherfucker. On that troll, I stay higher than the motherfucker. In my slab crooked on cloud nine. Summer frame touch down on that I-45. Like a T.I. ride. One hand on my wood. Top down, getting brain like a real nigga should. As I flip through the hood, I let the popper see my foes twist. Lift up the doors on them hoes, leaving so sick. No shit, I'm cleaner than the White House. Be down your block like thunder and cut your lights out. I'm iced out from my wrist to my mouth. So these boys, how we hold down south. I'm talking about from the grill to the rain, the piece to the chain, the crib to the car, the wheels to the paint. Yeah, everybody claim they slab is the best. Pull up beside me, put the slab to the test. If nothing less, I'm fresh. In my slab so clean, smell like a pine that it means no green. Gorillas in the trunk, beating out the head, candy paint. Swing down on glass, I'm fresh, so fresh. In my slab so clean, so clean. Smell like a pine, do that mean so green? Yeah, gorillas in the trunk, beating out the head. Candy paint frame, swing down on glass, I'm fresh. I do it for the whole hood, cause coming down on that candy be feeling so good. I got my pistol tucked up under my seat, cause real G's don't ride threes unless they holding the heat. The Reggie rolling the sweet, we tipping swings through the city, diamond shining, the tops reclining, candy paint looking gritty, that's how we do in the south. I know you boys can't understand how I chop the block, the bops come out the spot and wait in. I'm the man with the killer paint, the man with the killer flow, the man with the killer drop Cadillac on the made it four. You may ever keep hating, no. You making my shine brighter. The homie still downloading my shit off the line. Why? With glass in them bow ties. I'm coasting the interstate. No frowning, just smiling about all this paper I'm finna make. Yeah. Everybody claim they slab is the best. Pull up beside me, put the slab to the test. If nothing less, I'm fresh. In my slab so clean. Smell like a pine, that it means so green. Gorillas in the trunk. Beating out the head. Candy paint frame. Swing down on glass, I'm fresh, so fresh. In my slab so clean, so clean. Smell like a pine, do that mean so green? Yeah, gorillas in the trunk, beating out the head. Candy paint frame, swing down on glass, I'm fresh.
Yeah. That nigga killer black. And the ball called outlaw, y'all. We got my man Walt Gully coming through. You know what I'm saying? One of the loud.com finalists. We gave DJ Tricks a break tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let Mr. Junebug host the show. Man, Tricks, he right here, though. He's showing me this shit. Damn, we got 280 something, 83,000. Damn, there's a lot of people listening right now. Yeah. You know, so y'all chill and sit back, man, and get prepared for Walt Gully, loud.com finalist. You know, the one I think, you know, I voted for him. I voted for him and I voted for the Crow. And I voted for Mr. Official. You know what I'm saying? Well, I couldn't vote on my same thing, but, you know, I got my people to do it for me. Then I voted for Franchise, third round. I voted for all of them, to be honest with you. But the first one I voted for was the Crow. Then Walt Gully, but I think Walt Gully, yeah. The Crow and Walt Gully is right there. Mr. Official, he's on a different plateau, a different level from them cats. All them cats got a different story behind them. And, you know, this whole concept and contest is going to be pretty hard for Mr. Ripken. It's going to be pretty hard. Because all them boys are tight in their own way. You know, all of them got their own unique style. What's up, the Fluid Outrage? My nigga, South Coast Music. How it goes down, man. Finna bump my nigga, man. Lil Rocket. You know what I'm saying? It's all about you, baby. We're gonna keep bumping on him, man. You know what I'm saying? Real nigga talk, real, that's a real dude, y'all. Y'all checking. You know, that's Lil Rocket, CTE. That's Jesus label, baby.
Play with a boss boy and get your back broke. The gun got your arms moving like the backstroke. Get money, make money, that's your boy Mata. East side, west side, riding in that Impala. You got a problem, it ain't hard, you can find me in the streets with grimy and my chain all shiny. I tell them youngins, don't mind me, grow up. Before you get popped in the heaven, your soul show up. Man, I'm trying to blow up, what's all I hating for? You know I got goons that be howling to the moon. And all they can't sleep until they by your tomb. And I'ma lead a scene and something that go boom. Me mugging, go and get your act right. Or better yet, dumb, get your map right. Hit the block and go and get you a key. Until then, you ain't fucking with me.
You can hate me, homie, cause I'm so fresh, so clean. On the grind and I'm stacking that green. You can hate me, homie, plus I'm so real in the streets. Real talk, you can ask Big Meech. You can hate me, homie, plus the ladies love this. Just wait until my buzz get bigger. You can hate me, homie, everybody knowing the truth. You can stay at the coop, but I just might shoot your ass.
Hating on me should be a crime in itself. 10 men, no heart, you can't find it yourself. While you doing all that barking, you don't know what you're starting. Mean mugging me can turn your kid into an orphan. Your wife into a widow, your son into a the D-boy, you hide 100,000 in the mattress. Have him asking how you get up in that casket. He ran into it, started poking like a cactus. Young Rocket feeling like a young Cassius. The whole world love me, got him thugging by the masses. Don't be a hater, please be a congratulator. Cause Rocket is a star, an American gladiator. Might catch me in the Cutlass or riding in the coupe. If I don't got my burner, then the driver gon' shoot. I might be in your city breaking down me a key, but it's cool cause you can hate on me.
You can hate me, homie, cause I'm so fresh, so clean. On the grind and I'm stacking that green. You can hate me, homie, plus I'm so real in the streets. Real talk, you can ask Big Meech. You can hate me, homie, plus the ladies love this. Just wait until my buzz get bigger. You can hate me, homie, everybody knowing the truth. You can stay at the coop, but I just might shoot your ass.
I'm larger than life, call me King Kong. Push your girl, got my songs on a ringtone. She like, why you got the all up on your phone? Cause he the sh, then she can't leave a dude alone. I'm just a pimp.
Yeah.
This is Luca, baby.
Really big rich with really big wings. Feeling really thick, that's all they do is spin. TV's in the back, yeah, we playing mad in. Knock up in the trunk, let me see the desk win. Really big whips with really big wings. Feeling really thick, that's all they do is spin. TV's in the back, yeah, we playing mad in. Knock up in the trunk, let me see the desk win.
Really big whips with really big wings. I'm a 747 when I start my engine.
Yeah.
So play the wrong way, aka my block. I need at least 50 feet to safely come to a stop. I got my people's in the back and they ride first class. One brain for the grip, let the seats for that ass. Blunts for their fingers, TVs for their eyes. And the bang up in the trunk like the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Why do they chop when I come to a stop? As a kid, I like planes with them single engine props. So catch me if you can, better yet, don't try. Cause even if you do, there's a chance you'll die.
Yeah.
And even if it's slim, why cross that line? Let me
accolade you did and I pissed off shine. So when you see me rolling, just know I ride deep. This is Luca from the top, chopping rims when I creep.
Really big wrist, really big rims.
Real.
Feeling really thick,
yeah.
All they do is spin.
Man.
Many niggas in the back, yeah,
yeah,
we playing mad games.
Yeah.
Knock up in the drum, that's considered death man.
What?
Really big wrist, really big rims.
Real.
Feeling really thick,
yeah.
All they do is spin.
Yeah.
Many niggas in the back,
yeah,
and we playing mad games.
Yeah.
Knock up in the drum, that's considered death man.
I got one in the front, got four in the back.
Right.
That's five all together,
yeah,
plus one in my lap. Six hands, trigger, 12 fully loaded clips. One really big with us causing jealousy fits. I can't help this shit, so what you envious for? Can't help you steady walking, I be slamming these doors. Can't help that you be begging, I be telling you no. What the fuck you think I am, some type of charity show? Hell no, you heard wrong, you got it twisted and shit. I went from rags to riches and paid my dues for this.
Yep.
This is my time now, and I be putting in work. With overtime up in this bitch with the company shirt. 401k, hey, plus stocks and bonds. Shoulder bonding with stocks, you call me Luca the Don. See, this is how it is and how it stands to me. Once again, I'm in my whip, rolling down the street.
Really big wrist, really big rims.
Real.
Feeling really thick, that's all they do is spin.
Man.
TV's in the back,
yeah,
we playing mad games.
Yeah.
Knock up in the trunk, that's instead of death man. Really big wrist, really big rims.
Real.
Feeling really thick, that's all they do is spin.
Man.
TV's in the back,
yeah,
we playing mad games.
Yeah.
Knock up in the trunk, that's considered death man.
First three, let me see, what could it be?
Real.
My wits, my rims, or the fact that it be TV's, leather seats, or the abundance of heat. I'm talking guns, motherfucker, fuck being discreet. See, we playing for keys, and I'm just keeping it real.
Real.
Just in case you didn't know, now you know the deal.
Yeah.
One hand on the wheel, and the other on my steel. With my foot up on the gas, working the muscles in the hill. Yeah, and that's where I'm at, in the center of the map. Smack dab in the middle, locked down like that. So my people's where you at, if you feeling me, man. Grab the keys to your whip and start killing the lane.
Really big whips, whips, really big rims.
Real.
Feeling really thick,
yeah.
That's all they do is spin.
Man.
TV's in the back,
yeah,
and we playing mad.
Like I want to, grind like I want to, shine like I want to. to do it how I wanna do it. Do it, do it, do it how I wanna do it. Yeah.
Showing lots of love, maintain street fame, hustle heavy for gas, ball out big dreams, wood grain on the dash, got my bezel on my neck, my wrist ice on the road, and got my pinky ring shining, sporting brand new clothes, men are regal, desert eagle, represent for the hood, this for my people locked down in the back of the wood, bit flame, things change when you pay for right, I'm faster than a speeding bullet, like a thief in the night, I'm automatic when I rhyme, never stumble on words, I'm in the bricks full time, trying to come up with birds, a cold world, dirty game, but I live by the gold, I want a house on a hill, living comfortable, give me some breeze and room, when I'm taking a stand up, watermelon path by the milk, out the guts, I realize these streets been wise to me, I pray to God this block will be the death of me, give me some breeze and room, when I'm taking a stand up, watermelon path by the milk, out the guts, I realize these streets been watching me. I pray to God this block gon' be the death of me. Now give me 50 feet or get the fuck out my face. I'm bringing nothing but heat soon as I step in the place. This bug house down south on a fatal route. I'm on a mission, let the whole world know what I'm about. Radio stations taking over every city and state. It's Junebug making sucker stage release on the date. A rubber band, a lot of grain, cause I know I'm gon' shine. I spit the truth, put them in the boot, make all my lyrics compliant. I bring hard bloodline full of pimps and players. I play my part in dead time, stepping in alligators. Rock, I am VIP, I'm breaking down a cigar. I'm living in the glamour life, cause I know I'm a star. My name is shining up in light, headline on the news. The local cats living major, cause I'm stuck by the rules. We pop bottles, pop collars, taking over the bar. We make them holler, full throttle, when we step out the car. Give me some breeze and room, when I'm taking the stand up. Watermelon path by the milk, out the guts. I realize these streets been wise to me. I pray to God this block don't be the death of me. Give me some breeze and room, when I'm taking the stand up. Watermelon path. Find the milk without the guts. I realize these streets been watching me. I pray to God this block don't be the death of me.
It's like this, Mr. Junebug. Can I breathe when I get off the stage? Can I breathe? Push them back. Give me 50 feet. Come on, get up off me, G.
Yo, yeah, what's the business, yo? It's your boy, Mr. Junebug. You know what I'm saying? I'm DJing tonight. I'm hosting the show tonight. You know, we got my man Walt Gully coming through. You know what I'm saying? One of the loud.com finals. Like I said, once again, man, you know, I voted for the cat. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the cat, you know what I mean? He got it. You know, he, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's just one of the ones, you know, that I like. You know what I'm saying? And he stands out to me. His flow is what we need in the game, you know what I'm feeling? You know, this game is hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It's so diverse, and you know, you gotta be able to touch every angle. But I got a call on the line. You know what I'm saying? Caller, what's going on? You live on the air with Mr. Junebug. DJ Tricks ain't hosting tonight. Mr. Junebug hosting because one of his favorite artists coming through. You know what I'm saying? This is Castro Radio. What's going on?
What's good? This your boy Walt Gully, man.
What's up, Gully? Hold on for one second. Let me get. What's going on?
What's good, man? What's good? What's up with it?
You got it. Is this Zerk too? What's up, Zerk?
What's up with it?
It's Junebug. I got my man Walt Gully, one of the loud.com finalists, man. On the line. We live on the radio show.
Okay.
What's up, Junebug?
Yeah, we got 324,000.
Man.
Yeah.
324,000?
Yeah, baby.
Man.
And for people who always trying to say they don't know how I know how many I got, write this down, dickheads. Sitemeter.com. You can register your own shit and do the same thing what I'm telling you I'm getting, and you'll see. Oh, he does know. He can tell.
Right.
So, what's going on with you, Gully? What's going on, Zerk? Damn, I fucked around. I got both of y'all on the line.
Yeah. Shit, you know what's going on, man. You know my damn town bound.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Zerk, dude on the line, man. You know, we live on the show.
Right.
And I do my show however the hell I want to do. You know, I got a little baggage over here, but hey, dude on the line, Gully, he tight, man. You gotta see about this little loud.com competition, man. I'm gonna get in. Because this one of my niggas, man, you know what I'm saying, he a hood nigga. He don't know nothing about the loud.com shit.
Okay. I mean, like, you know, a lot of hood niggas don't, you know what I mean, don't really mess with like computers and all that, you know, they in the streets for real, so like that's how I had to promote it to a lot of my homies and everything that's down here trying to grind it. I just was like, yo, you know, it's an opportunity, you know what I mean? Because I mean, a lot of niggas be spitting, that's where the talent at. But labels, they too scared to go to the hood.
They can't go.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean. That's why I was just trying to talk to my boys, you know what I'm saying? And everybody that I know, anybody that reach, I just be like, yo, you know, you got to check that site out, bro. Because, I mean, it's a good outlet for you. Even if you don't win, you still need that promo.
For real.
You know I mean, labels be coming through there, so it might not even be SRC that signed you. It could be somebody else that can just come through and be like,
okay. That's why, see, I'm gonna tell you, sir. This nigga right here, man, he schooled OG on the site, nigga. Look, Gully, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you read my comments or whatever I put on that franchise ticket kind of person, but
uh-huh.
It was fucked up how the shit was done.
Right.
Okay, y'all last cast. But, you know, hey, things happen. That ain't, you know, move on.
And that's the reason why I didn't say nothing, you know what I mean? Like, people been taking shots at me, you know what I'm saying, talking about some way, if y'all want to show some integrity, you might as well cut Gully, you know what I'm saying?
You know what, though, Gully? Check this out. You know what, though? The whole thing in the matter is, man, you don't need something because you wanted to follow.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, bro,
don't
come on.
Say
man. Steve.
Humble yourself. Do you miss something? See, man, now, this thing, man, is a whole lot bigger than just doing some rapping. See what y'all doing, man. Y'all creating history, man. And y'all don't even really know it. And a lot of cats is in that contest with you, you know, they don't understand that, man. Y'all are writing history. This is the first.
So I mean, like, you know, all I'm saying is, you know, it's cool, like it's just a lot of people. What franchise is saying, you know what I'm saying, because that's my homie, you know what I'm saying, just like June, but you my homie, you know what I mean? So I got to feel what y'all are saying. I felt what you said, June, but yeah, I feel what, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I feel what we saying. A lot of people not really understanding the shit.
Because I'm on the outside.
I can cuss on the earth, man. I ain't trying to. You know what I'm saying?
You can say whatever the fuck you want to say. Put it this way. I play right now. You want
to
hear it?
Okay, that's what's up. But, yo, the only thing about it is, like, you know, for one, okay, true enough. I know you seen the video that I put up, the I Go Hard video.
Yeah.
I know
you
seen that.
Yeah, it's nice.
The reason I didn't get to use that was because it was still being edited. Them niggas gave us 6 days, you know what I'm saying? They only gave us 6 days to get the shit done. Now, you tell me, if you finna do a video, it's gonna take you longer than 6 days if you want that mug done right. And I'm telling them, SRC, and I'm like, yo, I might need a little more time on mine because my video's still being edited. And they like, well, no, you gotta meet this deadline. If you don't meet this deadline, so shit, I just threw something together in my crib. You know what I'm saying? And threw it up. I wasn't finna miss that deadline because if you missed that deadline, they would have cut me. You dig what I'm saying? So I just threw something together. But then the dude Crow and Charlie Horse then was hitting me up talking about some I stole some of Crow Elements or you know what I'm saying? They whining over my video and I ain't even get to use that bitch.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? He like, man, you...
Man, see, the whole thing in the matter is, man, see what... Man, I've been saying it ever since my show started. I guess that's how I fucked around and got on the loud shit. Cause like I said, man, I'm a hood nigga. I don't be just surfing on the internet. I get friends requests every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just so happen to get the loud.com shit
mm-hmm.
from Steve Whippy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got it. You know, so the thing is, these cats, they know what it is that they got, but they're not utilizing their outlets.
I mean, I think it's like, you know, it's basically, I mean, for one, everybody doing hip hop because for one, they got voices and they need to be heard. So everybody gonna spit, and everybody
right.
got a different story. So everybody's voice is needed in the game. You know what I'm saying? Because what
exactly.
y'all going through
can
inspire
the next.
There
were different verses in the Bible.
That's what I'm saying. So everybody got to spit and drop their gems and tell their story to inspire people who less fortunate. You did what I'm saying?
The audience.
So at the same time, by niggas taking shots at each other, that's stupid. That's just plain dumb. I make real records, and at the same time, I try to make records where people could throw it on and be like, yeah, I feel this. You know what I'm saying? And so I just don't be understanding, like, you know. With a lot of
Big Gully, that's why I waited so long before I wanted to make sure I had a steady number of listeners before I got you on the show. Because, you know what I'm saying, you're a star. You know, in my eyes, you're already a star. You're a celebrity in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? My little girl, she know your song. And she's three, you feel me?
Right.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Yeah, she know it. Yeah.
That's the only reason why. That's
yeah,
I'm saying. Yeah.
Record. It
just was something I was
messing around. Man, dude, dog, you got your dude. Listen, let me tell you something, man. Zerk, man, this nigga here, man. I got one of the super producers. See, I'm gonna tell you, Gutter nigga. I know niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just it's real gut. I know Gutter niggas. This nigga I got on the line with me right now, Zerk. You still there? Zerk. Well, my nigga Zerk, he was the one. You know what I'm saying? He produced with Squeaking.
Uh huh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's Pat Squirrel, right?
Squeaking them. Nah, Squeaking them in Criminal Mind in Memphis.
Okay.
You know? Triple Six of them stole all his shit, that lock them in the trunk shit. Mm. That nigga that I just had on the phone, he the nigga that, you know what I'm saying, that came up with all that.
Damn.
You know? But instead of leasing the most, man, I'm just glad that I was able to get you on here, man. I got to get into one of your joints, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I could talk to you all day because you're like one of my little homies. I mean, that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? I could talk to you all day, and the people out there, they just going to sit back and listen. But I got to get into one of your joints because I got to remember I still got a radio show.
Oh,
y'all
yeah, that's what's
up. This is my nigga Gully, man. Gully don't go nowhere. This my nigga goddamn Gully. Just Jelly Bean, baby.
broke down, everybody jelly beaning. Snap once, snap twice, now everybody leaning. Put your head in it,
what?
Shake your dreads with it,
what?
Put your head in it,
what?
Shake your dreads with it,
what?
Put your legs in it, you can lean, then rock. Bend over, touch the floor like a pill, then pop. I'ma chill, then watch how she move like a criminal. Feeling like Tamia, cause your body got me into you. Y'all sprung saying names doing interviews. I know I sound corny, but I grow a whole field of you. Listen, boo, you the only person that I kick it to. I understand how every other man earned tricks to you. Listen, boo, it ain't about the bread, it's the principle. And she loves talking to the mic like the principal. I know I ain't your father, I'm somebody you should listen to. You the one every man in the club give attention to. Never slow it down, cause I gotta break it down again. Gotta keep it gully in whatever time I'm clowning in. So when you around your friend, tell them how to jelly bean. Tell them how to lean and chop heads like a guillotine. 23 inches on the coupe as I come down. Downtown, East St. Louis, probably where I'm found. With some real niggas, because real is how I keep it. I got them jelly beans, they can't help but keep it. I'ma do it. 15 stacks, not a blue one. Tester had a candy in my paint job to blue it. Yes, I'm the true one. Fresh with the guests on my chest, them the room, so I dress like a true one. The rap game knew it. That's why labels trying to hound me, saying that the rap game was in ruin. The game ain't dead.
Y'all heard him. Yeah, y'all heard him. Do the damn jelly bean, goddammit. And then the Walk Gully, goddammit. Loud.com. Man, for real, though, man.
I forgot how old that record was, man. That shit, I was like, damn, I made that shit.
Come
I forgot
on,
all
man.
About that record, man.
Man, you spit, man.
Man,
I
you
like
done dug that out the crate, man. You done went and went throwback right. on me, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Heck no, that's what's up.
What's
I appreciate
man?
It.
Check us out, man. Check us out. Let the listeners know, you know what I'm saying, about you. You know what I mean? What was the concept behind that song right there, man? Because it was I can see myself two-stepping, walking to the bar and in the club, too. You feel me?
You know, it just was, I just wanted to make a record, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, people go through a lot of bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And it's a club record, you know what I'm saying? Like when,
right.
when, you know, when you got a little time to go to the club, you go to the club to unwind. So I just wanted to make a record that you could be like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? Where you could feel, you know, where you could let the stress, you know, all those shit go from the, you know, the day before. When you in the club, that's basically what I made it for. Just like a, you know, a feel good record.
Right.
I wasn't trying to make a snap record. That's how it came off. But I just wanted to make a record where somebody could dance to. I just wanted somebody, you know, just let people feel it.
That sounds like a. That's more, bro. I'm a DJ, so you know I can, you know, you the artist. You say what you wanted, what you made it. But I'm a DJ. That sounds like a Walk Gully track. Don't sound like no snap, no.
Yeah, I just wanted to make it.
It don't sound like
nothing.
It don't sound like no type of genre. It sound like you. You know what I'm saying? It don't. You don't. You hear cats doing certain things, but see the way that you do it, you're storytelling it.
It's different.
It's a difference. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference when in storytelling and explaining.
Mm-hmm.
When you're explaining, you more like your boy. You know what I'm saying? Two step, that's explaining, you know what I'm saying, because it's repetitive, but you're not repetitive, you feel me?
Right, I just wanted to make a fun record, you know what I'm saying, life hard as it is, and when you be listening to a lot of these rappers, and a lot of people make sad songs, and, you know,
yeah.
I just wanted to make some shit where somebody could be like, okay, because I ain't no sad dude, so, you know, I just try to make, you know, music is a reflection of self. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right,
so man. if you were street nigga, you gonna rap about streets. That's what you know. So I just try to make, you know, records that everybody can be like, okay, I felt that.
And see, that's the difference in the way that they say about change. And when change is evolving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And the world revolves every day. You know what I'm saying? And things change every day. There's a baby born every day and somebody dies every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two things that's the wrong fact and it always happens. You know, hey, it's just life. You know what I'm saying? When they give it, then they take it. You know, you got to live every day like it's your last, live it to the fullest. Always be sure that you strive to be the best you can be, though, and don't try to overdo yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, you'll start getting old, weak, and weary. But you still gain wisdom, though, man, if you're surviving out here in these streets, man. It's a difference, man, when you're living in a tax bracket that you can't afford.
I mean, that's what I mean.
They know that you tight, man, on that site, man. They know you tight. There ain't no question about that. And they probably already want to sign you.
I hope so.
But the thing is, though, man, the way that the industry is now, it's changed.
Mm-hmm.
See, now I'm a voice. You know what I'm saying? At first, I was just an artist, a producer, but I was mainly hopping around different labels in the industry, you know what I'm saying, a few years back. You know, and I was just, you know, they wouldn't, I had one cat, he was finna get ready to put my shit out, you know, but
mm-hmm.
some shit happening, he doing fair time, Free Bullet Bob. You know, my nigga doing fair time. So now, I'm a voice now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to try to get my shit to labels. I don't have to try to get tight artists on my mixtapes and stuff like that. Now, all I need to do is host this radio show.
Right.
But I let my cousin DJ Trix do it. And for artists like you to be able to come and be on my show is an honor. Because, see, you're a star already,
man.
You
know
what I'm saying? You're a star already because regardless if you win that contest, you're going to be there. I'm going to see you on BET. Regardless if it's 106 and par, I hope you can get there. Because I'm trying to get there. You feel me? But, you know what I'm saying?
All I do is experiences. Like, I mean, I done been to concerts. You know what I'm saying? You know, you be going just to, you know, on some support and just to see how other people carry themselves. You know what I'm saying? So I was
right.
going to a lot of shows and I didn't have backstage passes, you know what I'm saying, to meet some of these artists. And, you know, they be like, people be trying to come backstage and see them or say what's up to them and stuff like that. They like, man, no, nigga, they snapping on the security guard. Nigga, I told you, don't let nobody back here. I don't feel like fucking with them. But it's cool for them to buy your records. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and I'm just not trying to be. That's why I don't let none of this get to my head at all. When anybody come to me, whether I'm talking about dog, people hit me up with some of the craziest stuff. Like, and I don't really feel like responding to it, but I do it because I'd be damned if I be any of these other niggas. And that's the only way the game is going to change is if each and every person that's trying to get in it, they accept that your music will affect somebody. And you have
right.
to. And you have
Thank
to keep it 100.
Man.
And like,
man,
and so many
whole,
people,
that's,
like, it's
man,
a dude
that's
off the site or whatever. It's a dude on loud.com, man. I mean, dog, this dude hit me up every day, and he be talking about just life, you know what I'm saying? Just telling me about his life and how he lost his job, bro, and all he got is his computer. And it touched me, man, because he was like, all he got is his computer, and if they take this computer from him, he going to be hurt. But all he do is every day he come to loud.com and listen to my music. Or he go to my MySpace and listen to my music. And he was like, I'm his vow from keeping him from doing something crazy. And I ain't never heard nothing like that in my life, dude.
Because I'm going to tell you, man, see, look, I'm a very good critic of music. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to make a hit, you know, get out of the club, get out of, you know,
Well, he don't hear the contract. Hell, not nowhere near that. Because I think they just want to see you win, for real.
You say what? I can't even hear you, bro. Hello? I guess I'm in my own zone, the gully hour, huh? Dun, 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 dun.
I said,
well,
don't vote for everybody. You know what I'm saying, man?
I can't even hear you, fam.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't even hear you, bro. It sounded like you were saying some invigorating convo, dog. I couldn't even hear it, man.
Oh, you good? I'm finna get back into one of your cuts, though, because I got to get my Bluetooth back on. That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me get in that enemy in the mind. Hold on. We still got. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we getting more. God damn, man. We getting more listeners, dude.
We still getting more listeners?
Yeah. So, using my cousin, DJ Tricks, as we was doing. I'm doing it tonight. I'm going to play the enemy in the mind. Hold up.
Hey, this is Gully, you know what I mean? Hustle City in the building. Hey, I gotta go talk to these haters once more, but I'm going to the club with this one. Hey, I'ma bang them with this one, MC. Let's go. I see y'all. But, Melly, I see you later, man. But you know how haters be talking all that gibberish, you know what I'm saying? So you put hands on them, you know what I mean? So, we gotta put hands on them to shut niggas up around us. This is our city, nigga. Real niggas gonna take it back. 618-314. All day already. You already know what the score is. Gully 1, 3-1, let's go.
Fresh out the pot. Walk fucking gully, nigga. Catch a hater slipping, beat his punk ass buddy, nigga.
All day.
Black T, black ones in a gully, nigga. Bubba Sparks down her. Get ugly, nigga. Real nigga, cause I'm all about the money. Yeah, yo ass smart. Nephew trying to play me like a dummy. With no money, so I got a plan for all of us to shine. The money is right there, so all of us to thrive. Put it on your mind. This here is Walt Gully. Breathe, eat, sleep, drink, talk, and even walk money. That's why I walk funny, leaning like I'm drunk. But it's nothing if you jump me, then I'm squeezing on the funk. See you leaning in a slump, like you leaning on a hump. Pinch your pockets up, then I take the speakers out your trunk. I tell them.
Independent is cool, but wouldn't mind going pro. So I gotta grind.
That was all I had time for. I told him, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, grab a hater by the throat. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, grab a hater by the throat. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, grab a hater by the throat. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, grab a hater by the throat. If he holler, let him go. If he holler, let him go. If she holler, let her go. If she holler, let her go. If he holler, let him go. Bullets, words, stomach, go. There's a Neo Calico. Grab a hater by the throat. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Grab a hater by the throat. If he holler, let him go. If he holler, let him go. If she holler, let her go. If she holler, let her go. If he holler, let him go. Bullets, words, stomach, go. There's a Neo Calico. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
You know what I'm saying? That's one of them ones right there, man.
That's what's up.
That's one of the ones right there, Wow. You know what I'm saying? So what you got in the works, man? You know, I know I was talking to you earlier, you said you was working on a mixtape. So what you got, man? Tell the people what you got, man. You lying, man.
That's the first thing I'm messing around with. You know, everybody got a mixtape. I'm just trying to do that just to get a street something while I work on this album. My album that I am working on is called Beginner's Luck. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be your first album. You know, so you know how everybody say when you shoot dice with somebody or take somebody gambling for the first time, they hit it rich, you know, and this industry is just, it's a gamble. So I'm trying to, I need some kind of luck, you know what I'm saying? So I'm working on the mixtape. I want the streets. It'll be out real soon. Like, hopefully I'm trying to get it pushed for June, you know what I'm saying? So. That'll be I'm working on that. I'm trying to have that spiced up with some good records.
Yeah.
Then,
but check this out, man. I need to jump on that thing there, man. Cause that's what I'm trying to put out my Karma Volume 1 album.
On that who?
My album, Karma Volume 1. Well, not the album. The beginning of my mixtape. I'm trying to release the album in the middle of June.
Mm-hmm. I'm so dropping that tape. Probably at the end of June, you know what I'm saying? Because I was going to try to push for it to get done now, but it ain't really worth rushing in because, you know, you only get one time to do your first tape, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm just going to try to take my time and do it good because, you know, I don't want to – I'm trying to gain fans. I don't want nobody to be like, man, okay, who is he? You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm trying to do everything the correct way and just come out, put my best foot forward, you know, while I'm working on that album.
That's right. So you said the album's gonna be called Beginner's Luck, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna just take, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's another thing. Like, you know how everybody's saying they're not buying albums. I mean, CDs is because the album's not being complete from top to bottom. So that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm trying to actually make my album good from as soon as you cut it on to when you cut
right.
it off. So
right.
that's why I'm actually putting a lot of emphasis in it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of artists not doing that no more. They not having fun with it. We're supposed to have fun with this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing to be able to put words together. So, I mean, you got to have fun. So that's what I'm trying
right.
to do. Like, when my album come out, it's going to definitely be something worth copying. I'm just going to try to put a lot of good records together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
So what label is it coming out on?
It's coming out on the Mind for right now. Unless somebody want to put some bid, get a bidding war started, you know what I'm saying? But until
right.
then, it's going to be mine, Hustle City Entertainment. That's I scream it out in majority of all my records. It is copyright in case anybody want to bite. You know, it's a few labels, huh?
That's the best way to do it, and that's the only way I would recommend to do it. If you release anything, always release it under your own.
Hey, that's what I'm doing. You know, it's been a few people. Like on the independent tip that was down here, like local people, they didn't hit me up about, you know, trying to get me to sign with them. Since this competition, it's been a few people trying to get me to sign with them, like independent people. But I ain't moving right now, man, unless there's some money involved. So I just been really chilling and just focusing on doing me right now, because labels want complete artists. You know how that is.
Right. That's why when Mr. Rifkin, he was saying that the stuff that he was listening to,
he was saying that the stuff that he's seen on y'all's get y'all's stuff played in the club was mm-hmm. was whack and all this and all that, because he was expecting something different. And mm-hmm. I know what he's expecting, because you gotta understand, he ain't the one that's going out scouting for the talent.
Uh-huh.
See what I'm saying? The talent is already seasoned, prepped, and ready, already coming to him, and that's what he's used to, you know. And that's what, you know what I'm saying, it's hard to make somebody that's in that type of position and they can make that type of decision when with that type of caliber of ammo, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, it's hard for him to stomach that and be patient and do that. You feel me? It's hard for him. You know what I'm saying? So it's something he has to learn. You know,
you see,
like I said,
the only
man,
thing
like
I was
said,
saying
man,
about
man.
That is okay. You said it's no problem. I got absolutely no problem with going out hustling and getting the record played in the club. Now my only thing is everybody want to take shots at them. I mean, when he said good stuff about us, they were sacking us. Then the minute he say something negative, everybody want to kick everybody. You dig what I'm saying? So, for one, there's two things I see that's wrong with that picture. For one, if you're going to kick somebody, stand on that, because that new contest is coming. You dig what I'm saying? And if you need us to vote for you, that's not going to happen. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And we got more pull than a lot of dudes on the site. So, if we start telling niggas, dog, don't vote for him, he phony, you see how he did me. So ain't nobody
right.
gonna vote for you. We can blackball right. you on that site. Steve can't help you on that site.
And see, that's the thing, you know. And I just, you know what I'm saying? Like
all
I
I'm saying is that people gonna say their words. My mama always said, "Your tongue is sharper than a double-edged sword." So you can say something wrong to somebody. They interpret it the wrong way, and now you know what I'm saying? On that site, all it took was one bad, you know what I'm saying, one bad comment, and now you the most hated dude on the site. And you ain't going to get no votes, you know what I'm saying, so you might as well just hang it up. But if they wanted us to get these records played in the club, they should have gave people more club-friendly records.
That's the thing. See, and too, you know, I was in agreeable with what he said.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing and the matter is that it should have been more preparation. When
uh-huh.
How many days did he give y'all to try to get the
song
played?
Six
days.
We got
that's
6 days
more.
To do everything.
See, that's way more than enough time to get it hyped. See, I'm gonna tell you what he was expecting. I can
mm-hmm.
tell you. You know, he was expecting to see, as soon as that video came on, the whole club jumping and banging to your song. Nothing else. No talking, none of that shit.
Okay.
He was expecting to see everybody in the club rocking to your song.
Okay.
Your shirt on, or where everybody in the club
okay.
having on loud.com shirts or something like that, or you know what I'm saying? Everybody just for the moment. You know what I'm saying? That's something you got to work out with the owner or the club. He would have worked that out with you. If
now
I understand how it is, but see, I know you can get a pass because see, in East Saint it's hard, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm gonna just keep it.
It's
I'm gonna
hard,
keep
baby.
It 100.
In East Saint, baby.
Hold on,
Walt Gunner. This nigga right here that's on the line, he is one of the first. I'm telling you now, it's hard coming up out of East St. Louis. East St. Louis is the hardest of that city. Tell you now. You know what I'm saying? It's hard, man. And what he had, it's hard getting a song played in the club. You
man.
Get a cook. Dude, I'm here to tell you, nigga, everybody grinding down.
Nah.
They
gotta I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. With you, June. But when is your club in your city in Cashville? When is it popping to get your? When is the clubs popping? The weekends, right?
Yeah,
it's popping on the weekends.
Right.
They told us to do it that Friday. You know what I'm saying? And when you do that, you have to have preparation. Now, if they told us on a Monday, we could have been like, okay, boom, go down to the spot, holler at the DJ, holler at the club owner. Because they already be knowing, the clubs are going to be already knowing who they finna have spending a week in advance and how they going to do it and everything. And what you were saying is, boom, you holler at the club owner. But if you was to do something like that spur of the moment, it's not going to fly.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will. Money talk bullshit. Well, that's why you got to have a consultant group. See, that's why, like I said, the labels are tired. They want to hire these indies. See, a lot of labels fucked around and signed a lot of indie labels. You know when you got, like, Interscope / Cash Money. You
mm-hmm.
got Interscope/G Unit South. When you got that Interscope with that major and signed to that indie and they ain't putting out shit to make you that money back that they gave them, it hurts them. And now they can't really pay the staff to look out for the artists to do that. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this internet is for, and that's what they want and are expecting out of the artists coming off of that label on loud.com. They expecting y'all to be able to handle the whole full nine. Whatever.
And that's what
pipe
means, G. Like, it just was, I went to the clubs I went to, for one, you know what I'm saying?
I know it's hard for you to, like,
the
I said, you get
was quick, man.
Hard, nigga. It's
the
hard.
Bouncers was
it's
like,
hard.
Cause, like, niggas coming for, man, you gotta start paying people, cause I'm in the hole about 800, though. On anything, I done already jagged about 800, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a few times I went to the club, I done paid
pay
the bouncer 20 to get in, you know what I'm saying? Gave 50 to the DJ, you know what I'm saying? And bought the nigga Hennessy. That's the highest drink in the spot, you know what I'm saying? I'm buying the nigga round after round, and
yeah.
Then he threw it on right when the club was letting out. I'm not salty at that. SRC was. How you going? I mean, the task was to get the record played. You dig what I'm saying? So
right, but I understand that. See, but that's the same thing everybody else said. But then when you look at the whole inside of it and the way that, like I said, a owner of a major record label, he is not down doing what it is that you're doing on your level. You feel me? All he's doing is putting them big millions behind you. Let's give him this big budget to be sure this is pushed. And he wants to see what it is because now, like I told you, the labels are hesitant about putting shit out.
Mm-hmm.
They're hesitant. And the best thing that'll ever happen for artists is these computers, man, I'm telling you. Man.
On everything. And that's what I'm saying. Like, with the people who support me in the fan base, like I said, I didn't say nothing to nobody on Loud because...
I got you, bud. Don't worry. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's harder. You, for one, if you in the spot, if you in the situation we in, you would already see. You know what I'm saying? For one, I ain't got no plugs like that. And all the plugs I used, I paid, and they, you know what I'm saying? They got me on.
I know, I mean to cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
They really stuck their foot in their mouth by doing this content.
You know
what I'm saying? Because, see, when you start to go to those different levels, and you know you got an artist that can flow, you know what I'm saying, and you see that he's pushing his label, he's putting his CD out, but see that then he's not being able to get this done, that done, without the proper utensils to do it
mm-hmm.
with,
mm-hmm.
It bothers you, it frustrates you, because he's ready to get the contest over with. I don't even really think he's going to have another one. I really don't.
I think they're going to have another one, but they're going to really, really dictate how it goes. Because, to be honest, like, when they paid us, everybody keeps saying, oh, man, they gave y'all money, so y'all supposed to do. Okay, for one, I won early. You know what I'm saying? Me, Most, and Crow won early. We won all the way back in July.
And, see, that's what makes it so hard for y'all because you have to budget. You mean... They looking at y'all like, man, they should be, because the other man, the shit you got, man, you should, your shit should be cartoon and you. That shit should be, man, that shit.
And they talking about some, oh, and everybody, they got money. Well, we paid y'all, so y'all should make something happen. Now, I can't speak for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
Right.
A lot of people probably spent their money because they didn't tell us that we was going to have to use the money for no competition shit. If they'd have been like, well, yo, we trying to get you to use it for some competition and come up with, then you would have heard, you would have seen different stuff.
Right, but see, they probably thought you was thinking that in that business thing, you know. I don't know, man. You know, people think different.
Yeah.
That's just how I would have been thinking. You know what I'm saying? I would have, see, you know Eddie LaVert, man, rest in peace, RIP to Sean
mm-hmm.
LaVert, man. My man.
Yeah, I know. I just seen that. I got that on my MySpace.
Man, that's hard, man. My man Ed LaVert Jr., that's my homeboy, man. You know, we used to kick it. That's my dog, man. And his brother Gerald, he died last year. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, it's always preparation. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing he liked about me, boy. I was always prepared. And we was always doing that footwork.
Mm-hmm.
We was Jacksonville, Florida, New York to Arizona, all the way back down to Auburn, Georgia, Miami, Florida, to Louisiana, Mississippi, you know what I'm saying, over to Newark. You know what I'm saying? We was like mm-hmm. that. New Jersey. We was like that. We was always moving, pushing my stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I touched down in a lot of cities. But see, when I touched down in a lot of cities, I went to the hood.
Mm-hmm. You got to. That's the club footage that I just went and got and sent to them. I was in the hood. Like, I that's where I get my respect at. I was trying to go to the major clubs. They wasn't on it. But the minute I went to the hood, popped off. They instantly was like, okay, we got you.
Dude, check
you know what I'm saying?
And
that's what I had to do. The hood never turned their back on you, as long as you never turn your back on the hood.
And see, that's one thing they don't understand and don't know about, because they don't go that deep. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So when you go that deep and you bring it to the forefront, it has to be shown in a major label perspective. Anything that I was to give them, if I'm in that contest, man, it'll be major label top quality. They won't get that high to disqualify me. I won't give it to them if it's not major label top quality. I don't care what it is. They just had to disqualify me because I won't make myself look like nothing. I make myself look like I ain't got a damn red cent in my pocket pound right now. But I'll be sure if I put my music out and put it on something that I'm been coming to want to see. And if it's, you know what I'm saying, I make sure it's major label perspective. If it's not, I bet they won't see it, even if it's a million involved.
Mm-hmm.
They can just hear the music. They can just hear the music. They won't see the visual. They'll have to provide the visual. You know, because I won't do it like that.
And they talking about, they doing all this talking, you know what I'm saying, about, whoa, you supposed to, if you could have did this like this, or you could have did that like that, you know what I'm saying? If that's the case, well, why don't you go on here and fly some photographers out here or something, you know what I'm saying, and we hit the
right,
club
right.
together. You dig what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
I mean, don't try to clip a nigga then kick us while we down. I mean, if you look at, my mom always said this, don't look down on nobody if you ain't helping them up. You know, so it's easy for them to sit back in their big office and then throw darts at us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't out here hustling. Come on, man. I went to 10 different clubs before I got that footage. And that
Check this out. Your mama listened to a lot of your music.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. I'm going to send you have you heard that song, I Got Single Mama?
Mm-mm. You were telling me about that, remember?
The thing about it is, I'm gonna send it to you, so I'm gonna let you get to your mama, man. See, that's the whole essence, man. It all starts, you know, with a whole lot of respect. This is the remix one that I did. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even played this one on air yet. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? But this is the remix one. I wrote the song, did the track. You know what I'm saying? My man sung it for me. You know, I did all that.
This is for all you single mothers out there.
And this
the
one I want to end on loud.com.
Baby.
I'll be looking for it, alright?
This song is going out to every single mother. I know you struggle cause my mama raised me and my brother. Been through it all and I done seen so many parents fake it. Just to stay there for their kid and precious time they wasting. Buying pounds and boiling bottles, stand up late at night. No need to argue in front of your kid, no need to fuss and fight. I saw this woman, she was walking under the Mickey D's. But I knew that on the third shift, she worked on the streets. So many men that's ready to lay down with a pretty lady. But if she winds up pregnant, will you be there for her and the baby? So many men that's under more codes and lots of stress. They better be there for their kid because this is the test. From the men up above before the day of judge. So caress your son and daughter and show them plenty of love. I purified it like it's hard and it's a constant struggle. But I know you're catching hell if you're a single mother. This for your single mother. Woo!
This is for you, single mothers. Now they're trying to survive.
That's why the government is taking women off Section 8. They holding back on food stamps and AFDC. Back in the day, the situation that pertained to me. Standing in line for free cheese and some powdered milk. But there was food up in my stomach, so I didn't have to trip. A woman is precious like a diamond, you can say she's finest. She's got to be the for a kid if it's a plus or minus. No one can tolerate your mess just like your mama can. When situations take the toes, got the upper hand. She's fighting battles in this world because she knows it's cold. Because your daddy ain't been around since you were 2 months old. It's for your single mothers. Woo!
This is for you single mothers. Now they're trying to survive. Your head up, you will find a good time. Keep fighting, baby.
with my mind on my kids so I can learn to strive. Because I have to pave the way for him when I die. You know the streets, they get so hectic when you have no loot. And when you're broke, it ain't no joke, I'm just gonna tell the truth. Because there's certain situations that my baby's facing. On how to get the things he needs, I keep on contemplating. His mama left me when she thought that I wouldn't be the one. She knows that I'll always love her cause she has my son. We have to bring him up the best way that we know how. We know this journey will be rough cause it's our first child. This for the single mothers.
Jonathan Devon Claiborne and my newborn baby girl.
What's up, man?
Man. Okay. Okay.
You feel me?
That's what I'm saying. That's real rap right there.
But see, you look, you the same caliber though.
Man.
Just gotta show. Wait till I put that on loud.com. That's the one I put on there and then I took right off.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you what beat I'm doing it to too, man. I'm doing it to that Cool and Dre, the one they did last year.
Oh yeah. That beat so
wrong.
Hey, it's a people be taking shots at the records, you know what I'm saying? But it's some nice beats on there.
Well, you know what? You know what I say? You know what I say? Because I'm a producer. You know what I say to anybody that takes shots at people that make beats? Won't you make one? Won't you make one?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I make my own beats.
Let me hear. You know what I'm saying? Won't you make one and let me hear? Won't you make one? That's what I say.
Every beat that you done heard, every beat that you done played, I made it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, you know what? I got to get started getting in there. So, what I'm doing, man. Because, you know,
the damn old Bluetooth is messing up. But you like that song, that man?
Yeah, that was a good record, though. I like anything that's real. Like, I mean, you know, that's one thing that that be kind of irking me with the industry. I mean, it's cool to have, you know, fun records. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody trying to be bored. But at the same time, you know, let's go back to the essence where it used to be some, you know what I'm saying, some fun records. I mean, not fun records, but
like
that realness. You know
they looking for something like that, too, though. And the thing is, though, wild man, girly man, the thing is, man, yes, y'all, let me say it again. You know what I'm saying? This is my man session. This is Walt Gully, one of the loud.com finalists.
Yep. www.myspace.com/Walt Gully. Hit me up.
Look at that promoter. You know what I'm saying? Give me a loud.com page, nigga, so they can come
over. www.myspace.com/Walt Gully. WALTGULLY. Hit me up. No, I'm talking about.
That's right, Walt. Hey, check this out. Hey. One of them that I like, man.
Hold on, let me
Uh-oh.
Hey, one
Uh-oh.
Of them really just kill him. You
Uh-oh.
Know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Hey, I do it, man, and then I just try to keep it so gangster with it, man.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats
that record. Now, see, that record, now that take me back right there. I'm talking about, I remember when I first
I got a lot of people. But check it. I got a lot of cats. They trying to copycat me now. You know what I'm saying? Because I done listened to a lot of these other cats. Internet radio show. They don't try to copy that. They try to do that, but they can't. They don't have different artists to play with like I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They wonder, what is that?
Man.
See, I got so many. That's why I got so many listeners. They wonder, what is that? What is he going to play next? What is that? What is
man,
that? Who
man,
is that?
I'm telling you, bro, that song there, when I did it in the club, my dude. They
well, check
like,
this is what we're
going to
do. This is what we're going to do. Gully, this is what we're going to do, checking. I'm going to play a little bit of it, and we're going to give him a little taste.
Hold on, let me wear my jeans.
Gully.
Hey,
I'm back, man. Hustle City is definitely back in the building. Iceberg, I see you, nigga. Bud, Melly, Free, Drew, Murphy Squad, nigga. You already know it's the rap, nigga, for the whole left. I'm just telling you like this, you know. Had to make a joint for my real nigga, my hustle. You been telling them niggas like, hold on, let me write my J. You know what I'm saying? That's the slogan in the streets, my nigga. That's all last time me and my niggas talk to them. Hold up, let me write my J. Ladies, y'all know the school, y'all do the same thing. Y'all watch y'all J. You already know what the deal is. So, this is one gum, I'm done talking. I'ma just sit back and listen to me. I'ma take about it. I keep a crispy perm.
Yep.
At least backed up in the closet, colors wet in the fire. Mine's a rec exclusive. My
go. Gully keep the money, so my J's is like wings, cause I'm the flyest nigga stunting. I got a pair of fours, got a pair of fives, got a pair of sixes that I rock when I drive, got a pair of sevens, the eights is on stash, and I don't like the tens, so I wear them when I take off the trash. Sleeping Jordan pants, rock Jordan shorts, I'm a Jordan sponsor, and I never played a fucking sport. Wait a minute. Cause I gotta go home and
wear my jeans.
Hit the club, but still I gotta
wear my jeans.
Women that I fuck like to
wear my jeans.
Clean cause I
wear my jeans.
Dance and I
wear my jeans.
So wait while I
wear my jeans. Hold on,
yeah, yeah,
baby,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm back on this mug again, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? If you got your J's, nigga, put your motherfucking J's in there right now, nigga. I'm talking about right now. Put your shoes up right now. Take one of them.
Hey.
Hmm? Hey,
man,
that's a classic.
That's a nasty record, dog.
That's a hood classic for real, man.
I'm telling you, bro, a lot of gals in the I got a little chick that got it on her page in Miami, bro, and them were doing numbers. A few DJs picked it up.
White my J's. I mean, white them 23s.
Man, I just did because, you know, people wear J's. You know?
Okay.
Not discriminating on whoever, you know, where you were, whatever you were, but, you know.
But see, the thing is, man, them folks know that when a label wants you to put money behind you, you have to be marketable.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to see your marketability. And see, when a lot of people take, that's why I'm telling you this, you know, that's why I have these sessions, man, because I critique a lot of artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love that goddamn Lil Rockin', and I know them niggas listening. I love the Boss Hog Outlaw too, because they keep that shit gangster and gutter, man, because that's how you got to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get in that type of position, man, it's hard because you got to be focused, but you got to have the right people around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know it's hard for you, and nigga, for me, when I got on the site, I seen, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said when I first got on the site, man, when I got the email on my MySpace,
mm-hmm.
I got my site. It was from one of my homeboys in California, and he, you know what I'm saying, let me know about the Crow. So I went to his page. When I went to live.com, I went straight, and I voted for him because that's, you know what I'm saying? And then I listened to him, and I was like, hold up. I heard you. Then, you know what I'm saying, let me vote again, and I voted for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, I heard Mr. Official, and I was like, hold up, man. And then I heard Lex Bud. I was like, damn, all these niggas are all right, though. You know what I'm saying? I think I did it quick because it was just, you know what I'm saying, through one of my partners. But then that's when I became interested in it. You know what I'm saying? But what y'all doing, man, that's, you know what I'm saying, they want y'all to be able to be. He's looking for professionalism in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
They're setting corners. I mean, they didn't give y'all a task for this week, so it ain't going to be no task on that for this Sunday, because I'm a goddamn loyal viewer. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what's going on. I ain't finna sit up here in front and act like I ain't got my computer on saying what y'all finna be doing the next week. I'm looking.
It's, I don't know, man. Like, they normally used to email us and tell us what's going on. So, ain't nobody got none. Everybody
used
this. Mm-hmm. They normally would have been emailed or something and told us something, but they're probably still pissed. I don't know. I mean, we still had to go to the radio station, though. We had to get our record played on the air.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm just be real with you. I'm just be honest with you. Okay, so the contest started last April, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got your money in July?
Mm-hmm. I was one of the first winners.
Who was the first? Franchise was first, right?
Mm-hmm. Then me.
That's why he's so salty. You know what I'm saying? I'm breaking this shit down like a mathematician. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Franchise, that's why he was so salty. And you were the second winner, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got you on the line. Because, see, that's when they realize, hold up, we might have made a mistake. But then they gotta keep making a competition. They gotta keep the people in. So, how you said you got what, 15 stacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So and then contest.
Got 25.
And most got team. And most got team.
It took how much time frame in a time frame for y'all to start doing what y'all doing now?
How much of a time frame?
Yeah.
Let me see. About from then to now, it was supposed to have been over in December, but it won.
About 8 months. So it took you
about eight months since you got that in your account. Mm-hmm.
They feel like that you should have yourself established to where you can look professional.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how they feel. Cut point blank, $10,000 is way more than enough.
True.
25 should make, whoever's got 25 should be the one that's supposed to be a motherfucker winning this contest. Whoever got 15, they going to do some damage too, because it don't take that much to do what it is, what they asking. And that's what, and that's all, that's how Steve feels about it, because he knows that. Don't you know when you don't rap a lot, you don't rap a lot of records.
Mm-hmm.
They press. But you know, every artist he put out, he ain't going to spend no more than $5,000 on promotion on you, my nigga. That's it. Jay Prince ain't spending no more than 5 stacks. That's it. That's all it takes to get the basics. To get the basics, I done it so much, it's pathetic. To get the basics, but see, you don't have that type of outlet. Because, nigga, you in East St. Louis.
Man.
Tell Steve Rivers to come down to East. Tell Steve Rivers to come over your, around the corner over your house.
And break a record. I want them to come down here and break an artist. We'll see. You'll be broke as hell.
Like in your situation in
Nashville, y'all got other outlets because y'all by GA, you know what I'm saying? You by Florida, y'all by everything. And plus in Nashville, niggas respect that. You dig what I'm saying? Like if you come out, niggas respect that. Real niggas respect it. Down here, the market's so small and so closed minded. The money you would spend trying to promote yourself and to put yourself in a better position, you would be broke. The money won't go back in a circle.
That's why you don't promote yourself. You know what you do? If you can't, that's why this internet is so beautiful. Now you get in contest like what you in, and you give it all that you got, regardless of what you do. I'm gonna tell you, you know what I'm saying, a real nigga going, you know what I'm saying, you're a young nigga. I'm gonna tell you something. Whatever you send them people, make sure it's hot. I don't give a damn if they don't get nothing out from you, Gunny. You got, they need you. I really didn't want to say that, but they need you. Loud.com needs you to keep the shit going. They need good artists. They need you. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to stop the competition. They're going to keep the competition going, but it's going to be, somebody's going to have to stand out to win.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be you. It might not be the quote. It might not be me. It might not be franchise. You never know. You just never know. And they're not trying to gamble on spending their money like that no more. Because CD sales, man, are down.
Mm-hmm.
See, now they're coming up with a way. See, that's why being an indie artist is so good now. Being an indie artist, when you have your own label, be sure y'all get y'all tax ID numbers and get all that, man. Be sure you get yourself straight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you this. Yeah, I'm saying it.
I got my tax ID number.
Loud.com is listening. And I respect them for what they're doing, man. That's real, man. Because they're going to fuck around and get me. They already got you. They're going to sign you, man. Even if it ain't any competition, somebody from it going to fuck with you and sign you. I'm telling you, man. You know what I'm saying? You tight, man. But the whole thing is, I respect them for doing that, man. You know, and giving us an opportunity. You know, because
mm-hmm.
it's hard, man. And I know that my music is good, but I didn't have an outlet. You know, the only outlet I had was getting in the car, or in the car going out there fucking with my nigga that I've been fucking with for years, and I made money with, and I was in a small city, small town, and I started popping off real good. I was already popping off in my own city. I started popping off real good down that way, and then in Miami, and then it trickled over around in Alabama area and Pensacola and stuff, and then, you know what I'm saying, in Tallahassee and Jacksonville, and now, you know what I'm saying, I'm back home, man. Now I got a radio show, and I know these niggas is listening.
got sight needed to prove it. But I ain't going to, I feel like shit. I ain't going to prove this shit to nobody.
I ain't trying to cut you off, but I want to say thank you to Ra-Ra, Phoebe, and Rockstar DeAndrea. They just sent me some friend requests. I just want to say thank y'all to that. Thank y'all. If y'all still listening, thank y'all. You know what I'm saying? They just sent me 3 friend requests.
Yo, Gunner, man, I hope you win it, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, Steve, like I said, it's a reality show. You got to have some type of drama in it. But, you know, you can't. It's just certain ways you do it. You know, I got a couple more Gunner tribe. We still got a few more minutes. I got my nigga on the line. But, see, I don't think. You ain't really heard none of my shit. How you Gunner?
No, I'm actually on your page. No. Trying to get some input real quick, trying to see what's going on over there.
Check this out, man.
I was listening to your live page, you know what I'm saying? I see you put some more joints up.
Yeah, man. I didn't really want to put that man up.
Yeah, I know. I think when I first started, I only had a one song. I only had a one record, and I just waited a whole another month till the contest started. I just was scared. Like they was talking about some people be biting, so I'm like, yeah, let me just chill then. I ain't finna put up nothing.
You see what I did? I waited that whole time.
I see you got ad libs and everything, okay.
How you doing sound straight, don't matter?
Huh?
Do it sound straight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, dog, you done went and learned how to do it on your own, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. I'm an engineer, I'm a producer.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I was seeing on the site that a lot of cats ain't doing. I'm like, man, dude, I already did shit for major labels.
Mm-hmm.
I work with them. You know what I'm saying? I've sent shit. I've worked on shit for Steve Rifkin, but he didn't have nothing to do with dealing with me on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Do major label producers, and I didn't have nothing to do with getting money, having my name signed on no publishing or copyrights or nothing like that either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just goes like that, man. And now that I have a voice to be able to get myself out there, man, because, you know, this shit is easy. And see, when you got something like this, man, when you got bumping shit, dog, just think Cash Real Radio. I got a Cash Real Radio show that I let my cousin DJ Trix host. Only reason why I'm hosting it tonight because you on here. Miss D, this is Mr. Jumper, y'all. But check it. Now I got this show. I can let people hear my music on my radio show.
That's so cool.
I might not be able to let a lot of people hear it on the regular radio riding in their car, but I know I got all these damn people listening to it on this damn internet right about now.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than I had before I went to sleep last night.
Mhm. And you was telling me about your numbers. You said you up to 300 and some right now.
Yeah, hold on, man. 298 right now.
Man.
298. Why me and you sitting here talking this whole time?
And I heard it was up to what was that before that? It was 2 something. I mean, one day you was like you had 2 something. Now you got 298. It was 3 something. I'm like, wow.
When you first got on, it was 354.
Wow.
Hey, check this out. This one, look, this is another one that I'm going to put on there that I did on there.
Mm-hmm.
Rapping in the kitchen, serving fire with the beakers. Took this wine on the napkin, so I can serve to my people. I had a 125, came out 200 in bricks. The secret's all up in the wrist, you gotta be kinda slick. The spider's jumping, junk is coming through the day and the night. You gotta come around the back, cause I ain't got on the light. I'm kinda scooped off the juice, but I know how to go get it. This way for Peru, it keep me loose, up in the booth, I'ma spit it.
Ain't nothing shaking but the peas in the beaker. 36 in the trunk, I hit them off of the speaker. Rule 2, don't get high, leave it alone. Never talk dirty business all over the phone. Ain't nothing shaking but the peas in the beaker. 36 in the trunk, I hit them off of the speaker. Rule 2, don't get high, leave it alone. Never talk dirty business all over the phone.
Now let me tell you about this story way back in the days. How I was young and my homie showed me how to get paid. How to get my money right and stack me plenty of chips.
on the block late night with my pistol grip. Just keep your game face on, cause they can get you for show. A lot of cats out on the block be trying their best to get dough. A lot of snitches in the game, you gotta watch for the leeches. They wanna take you out the game and put you up in the bleachers.
Ain't nothing shaking but the peas in a beaker. 36 in the trunk, I hit them off in the speaker. Rule 2, don't get high, leave it alone. Never talk dirty business all over the phone. Ain't nothing shaking but the peas in a beaker. 36 in the trunk, I hit them off in the speaker. Rule 2, don't get high, leave it alone. Never talk dirty business all over the phone.
Tried to make it, you know what I'm saying? Make my music like when I. It's just like the same way when I pick beats. When I be picking beats, I listen to something in it. You know what I'm saying? It got to be something in it.
Right.
Like the beat got to be telling me something. You know what I'm saying? And then I just like, okay, this is how I wanna come across on this record. So basically, I just say, you know what I'm saying, what the beat telling me. Then like if I'm making my own beat, that's easier. Like I could see how Kanye be coming up with some of the craziest stuff, because if you making your own record, you already know which direction you want to go in.
That's how you feel.
Yeah.
You want what you feel. And people don't understand that. When they be like, oh, man, that's whack, this dude making this whack. That's just how he feels. You feel like that, and you feel like he's whack, okay, so be it. But don't, you know what I'm saying, don't tell that man for what he's doing and what he's trying.
Yep. I got a whole new respect for producers, cuz I used to sit back and just throw salt, you know what I'm saying? Man, that nigga whack anyway. That nigga this, that nigga that. That nigga suck anyway, you know what I'm saying? Just keep, I was throwing salt on niggas till niggas was like, all right, well, I suck. Well, nigga, you do your own beats. So I'm like, dang. You know what I'm saying? So now it's a whole different approach, man. Like, I got a whole new approach and outlook on everything I do, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta respect every man as a man.
Right.
And every person, whether you like what they do or not, you have to respect them for who they are.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I got a whole new outlook on everything. Because there's people that be hitting me up like, yo, because I just want to get you on this record. Like, I'm telling you, bro, ever since loud.com, it's been crazy. Like, especially dudes on the site. They like, yo, man, I got this one song you'll be perfect for. I done did so many features with dudes, dog. So many features, so many producers and gave me beats, everything. You know what I'm saying? And that's a blessing to all to be working with all these people. That's a blessing. And that's what I'm saying. I'm always open to work with anybody. I ain't never one of them dudes. That's why I was like, when me and you had spoke about the radio show, I was like, oh, yeah, let me go ahead and knock that out, because I told you that I had you. And I'm a man of my word. So that's why I was like, yo, let me go ahead and do that, you know what I mean? Because I definitely wanted to show love on the radio station anyway. I definitely wanted to be down, because, I mean, this can be huge, dog. Like, if you this something that you continually want to keep doing, it's going to be major, man.
Let me ask you something. Do they know about the new people that's on there now?
Do they know about the new people?
Yeah.
Like who, SRC?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. To be honest, I sure wouldn't know.
Loud.com, I mean.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of new people that's coming on, but they're not really making no stain. I mean, like, I see you got 91 friends. You know what I'm saying? And I know you killing the views, and you getting your name known. So that's definitely gonna help you. But when the new contest start, it's gonna be way more people. Like I was telling you at first, it's gonna be a gang of people. I'm talking, there's gonna be so many people on that joint, boy. I'm talking about like 200, 300, 400, 500 people a day. That mug be packed, because everybody going to be on there trying to get they promo game on. Everybody.
I'm talking about for the contest.
Yeah. It's going to be stupid packed, dog.
Man, see, I got that rap, man. But see, the thing, what I want to do is I want to be able to do the song I want to do. I want them to pick the song. Did they pick the song y'all did?
Yeah, they picked the beat, yeah.
Nah, I ain't doing that, man.
And you see what I'm saying? They picked our beat for
that.
Us.
I don't give a damn who they are. I don't care who they are.
Yeah.
I promise. I don't care if they're Universal themselves. They're not picking my shit.
Mm-hmm. They picked our beat, the beats that we heard.
Man, I don't give a damn how big the contest is. Because you know what? You know what? As soon as they trip, you know what? You know, Jazzy Faye, all them niggas said it. You know, Luda, all them niggas. I'm a marketing genius. Look here, buddy. I ain't gonna start shit. But every time y'all do I know somebody done probably already thought of it. They don't know how to do it. They so retarded and stupid. Mm. I'm gonna start my own thing and trailer everything y'all do.
That's the best way to do it. That's the best way to do it.
You know what I'm saying? So
I'm talking
they
about
not
him.
Stupid, man. But you can't copyright them. You can't buy them.
I mean, that's
why I want to say what's up to, you know what I'm saying, Cali. What's your boy name, Cali? What's his name?
Cali Kaze, dude. That Cali
yeah,
Kaze?
Tight, man. Yeah, dude tight. I like dude. Stalin, too, man. Ain't his name Stalin?
Stalin, yeah.
I like
this
dude.
This show, it's some good people on that site, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion. There's a lot of people that didn't get picked, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, Dirty Rap, man, all them niggas, man, they gonna make some money, man. Dirty Rap, Killer Cat, Lex Butter, you know what I'm saying, Franchise.
All of them people that he picked, you know what I'm saying, all of the people that got picked, you know what I'm saying, they are good, and don't none of us sound the same, even
that's
Drop.
Damn, man, y'all all good artists, man. And, you know, the only thing I do is critique, because I'm a consumer. I have to look at it as a consumer. See, that's what and that's another thing what I want y'all to understand, you know what I'm saying, about me, you know. And I know you a real nigga. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know I can talk to you, and that's why we only have talking to 294,000 people. And
mm-hmm.
But I just want, you know what I'm saying, that I'm a consumer, and a lot of people that's on the site, they looking at it as a consumer point of view. That's what you got to look at. You can't take it as though there are artists on the site too and they doing it too and they ain't doing it like you're doing it because they ain't in your position. You gotta look at it as they doing it as a consumer point of view, you feel me?
But a lot of people just hating just cause though. You dig what I'm saying? You just happen to get your consumer point across with in the midst of hate. You feel what I'm saying? So if it's just like somebody being in the club and they getting swung on, you dig what I'm saying? You could be trying to break it up. But once you swinging, you know what I'm saying, You just gonna swing. And that's what I'm saying. Like when we in this position, it's like everybody taking shots at us. So if anything you're saying at this present time, if it's not positive, it's negative. Whether you just being real or not, you know what I'm saying? So they people just taking it the wrong way. And that's what I told Franchise. I was like, you know, he didn't mean nothing by his statement. Now, unless you was being funny, like, I'm like, I don't know. But the dude.
Nah, man,
Junebug,
I like
him. I was like, the Junebug, I know ain't, you know, he didn't mean nothing by that. You know what I'm saying? He just was saying it. You just was speaking it from a real nigga. If a real nigga feeling how he feels,
a consumer
he gonna speak.
Exactly. A consumer point of view. You know what I'm saying? I don't want for it. Man, Franchise tight, man. I listen to his shit. Even though he said what he said, I don't even give a damn. I still listen to his shit. I'll go to his site and listen to his shit. When I'm, like, doing my little shit that I do to get paid on the internet, you know what I'm saying, with niggas that need to get up on and get they hustle game on, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
the shit with you viewing the sites and getting paid, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, while I'm doing that, I listen to Franchise. I listen to you. I listen to Mr. Official. I listen to the Crow. See, I like the Crow, man. I like dude, man. Dude nice, man. Dude nice. I listen to some of them niggas on Loud, too. I just listen to everybody, man, because I'm a DJ, and I want to play these niggas shit, and I want them to call in to the show, and I hope they listen. You know what I'm saying? That's why I had you on the show, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you coming on, and you know what I'm saying? It's Casual Radio. It's Mr. Junebug. You know what I'm saying? I got one of the Loud.com finalists, you know what I'm saying, that I feel like and that I hope to win it. You know what I'm saying? This is my boy, you know what I'm saying, Walt Gully, you know what I'm saying, he go hard, baby. I mean, his music speaks for it all, you know what I'm saying, with his title track is speaking for it all. He goes hard.
I just sent the record to you, so you should have it, that I Go Hard record. And I'm sure it's just like, just like right now, man, it's just like, you know, that just been my whole goal. Like, I mean, a lot of people taking it, this loud.com thing a little too serious, and they forgetting what it was about, you know what I'm saying? But everybody got their own
opinion.
Their own opinion, exactly. And
because you know why? Because
opinion.
Do you know why, Walt Gully?
Mm-mm.
The whole reason why is because SRC, Universal, Atlantic Records, Asylum, Warner Brothers, Sony, who else? Interscope, Geffen, BMG, all of them know that now the artist is dealing directly with the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Directly with the consumer. There's a lot of people on the internet. Listen, man, let me tell you something. My gal, my lady is the one that turned me on to MySpace. I wasn't fucking with no damn. How long MySpace been on since 2005 or something like that?
I wouldn't even know.
Okay, we'll check it. I started MySpace. How many profile views you got on your MySpace page?
Let me see. 38,943.
And how long you been a member of MySpace?
A year.
What's the date that it say on there?
February 20. Let me see. Hold on. No, I don't want to lie to you. Hold up.
If you scroll it down, it'll tell you on the left.
Yeah, I'm finna go to the. I gotta go to the actual profile though.
Yeah, because you can't take it off.
since February 23rd of 2007.
You got 38,000.
Mm-hmm.
You got 38,000.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, I've been a member since February the 6th of 2008. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got 131,222.
Wow. Dang. I ain't doing it like that, man.
Now just tell me, if I'm not reaching a lot of people that's viewing my stuff and I have them as my friend, I have at least 3,580 friends to solicit my music to, the same way that the labels need to do it, but now we're doing it at a much faster rate because there's a lot of people that's getting online now.
And I know I'm almost at 5,000 friends.
You killing me.
Just all because of, and then, like, I got various, you know what I'm saying, like, outlets. Like, I got a Black Planet page. I got a Tag page. I got a Facebook. All over the place, you know what I'm saying? Like, on Facebook, I'm at, like, 800 friends. Black Planet, I got, like, 1,500. You know, so I got my songs on there. I got, let me see, what else? I got a tag page. There's, like, 300 people on there. I meme, I got 300, you know what I'm saying? And I just be telling a lot of these people, like, yo, come mess with me on MySpace. It's just the Internet. I mean, people don't really go out like they used to, you know what I mean, except for the weekend. So during the week, you gotta get out there and reach these people. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way. Like, I mean, I understand that these labels, you know, it's like you said, the independent route is the best way to go right now, because you don't necessarily need no label.
Now you thinking up, boy? You thinking on my level? I got to put you on my team.
And that's the same thing I was. That's the same thing I was saying with the competition. I feel what you said, Joan, you know what I'm saying, when you were saying Steve was pissed off. True indeed. I feel how he was pissed off. I feel him. I hear him. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, like right now.
He only has paid for an ample amount of time on this because it costs money, and he's not making money. Okay, what hot single is on the radio right now? What's the hot single? Come on, tell me.
What's a hot single right now? I'm a dude.
Come on, quick, Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Come on, quick, Usher. Come on, quick. I hear Keisha Cole. Come on, quick. Do you hear anything from Steve Rifkin's camp?
Piccolo. They just trying to break him now, though.
He out of Florida.
Akon's new joints be getting played, though, heavy.
But I ain't talking about that. I'm not saying that.
We talking about
that
right now.
I'm talking about on that television.
On that TV?
Look here. The way that you get the people that's getting money is who you're seeing on that television, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the money's being spent at.
Because this show ain't nothing as far as the radio, man. Heck no.
Nope. Not anymore. You know what I'm saying? Radio is just, you know what I'm saying, now it's club DJs.
Mm-hmm.
And you could touch a lot of them, and I'm kidding and cool with a lot of DJ records cool. I want to say what's up to DJs down there in Tallahassee, Florida. What's
DJ
up,
Chapman?
That's my man.
DJ Chapman.
You know what I'm saying? Met him down in Albany, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? They had a seminar down there, man. I appreciate that dude for putting me up on a whole bunch of game, man. You know.
Radio.
We still on, man. You know what I'm saying? It's recording still, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to say what's up to Urban Union Radio, because if it weren't for Urban Union Radio, man, it wouldn't be no Cashville Radio. You know what I'm saying? Free Profit, my man, Mr. Taco down there in Louisiana, man. But check it. So, next thing, man, I want to make sure, man, that when you get your next task, man, I want to get you on here. I want to get you, because you got it. You got it. Because, see, you don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't do nothing. See, you like one of my little cousins. You got it. I want to get you on. Every time you get ready to do your task, so they going to give y'all no task for this week, so ain't not going to be done this side.
I don't know. I ain't going to say that. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, like y'all seen the show, you know what I'm saying? If you haven't seen it, go to www.loud.com and check it out. You know what I'm saying? Like you seen the show, June, man, you know, Steve was pissed. You know what I'm saying? So, and then you got a lot of the finalists, they pissed, you know what I'm saying? Like, mad, you know, two mad motherfuckers can't come together and talk shit. So we got to wait till cooler heads prevail. I guess he's still pissed.
But you know what, though, girl and man? You know what, though, girl and the whole case in a nutshell?
Uh-huh.
They need y'all. Even though they got Akon and they got all those other artists, they're not topping the charts right now, man, and that's what matters is making money with your company.
Mm-hmm.
Small things don't matter. Numbers do.
Yep.
That's what matters.
Show
and
right.
T-Pain is on Akon's label. You feel me?
Yep.
See what I'm saying? So it's a different scenario on every occasion and different situations.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm so they looking for something to break through. People, somebody's looking, and they going to fuck around and get me. I'm telling you that. Somebody's going to fuck around. Somebody's going to hear me. Eddie told me that a long time ago. I need to get in touch with him, too. Somebody's going to fuck around and get you, too. Somebody's going to fuck around and get you. Because, see, you got, when they hear how you flipping, man, you just got to go with the right label that's going to market you. That's it.
The right label. That's the only thing I'm looking at. I'm just trying to think, like, you know what I'm saying, which way would.
Major. I'm talking about the major, you know, like an Atlantic or. Like a bad boy. I fuck with Puffy. I like Puffy, man. Puffy got, I love his business sense. See, because he listened to one of my, the god of, to me of hip hop, Mr. Russell Simmons. That's the god of hip hop to me. You know, I look at, when I'm on the page, get on the internet, that's one of the first sites I go to. If you look on my page, he's always going to be on my top friend. Either the first or the second person. One or the other. That's the hip hop god, baby. He made it possible and able for all this, man.
Mm-hmm.
I would have paid attention.
I would love to.
I would have paid attention.
Russell Simmons music.
I would advise everybody to always go to Russell Simmons' page, man, and just click on his pages, his views that he has, his explanations to the book that he has, and purchase the book that he has. You know what I'm saying? It's a good book, man. I'm telling you, man. You, man, the dude is real, man. It'll really help you on the inside of the game, man. You know how to do it.
That book by that lawyer, you know what I'm saying, the ins and outs of the music business.
Right. Patience is a virtue. And if y'all just hold it out, man.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, June, man, like, bro, I've been so ready to lash out and say something, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, no, it ain't even that serious. I'm going to just sit back and fold. And chill. But at the same time, I'm not going to let it get too disrespectful to the point and I'm not saying nothing back. Because to be honest, Puffy is a genius, but when he made them walk, when he made the band walk for Cheesecake, cuz, that killed their career before it started. Like, I mean, cuz, for one, like, Ness, he a street nigga. Fred, a street nigga. Chopper, trying to be a street nigga. You know what I'm saying? So when y'all niggas start talking about that street shit, and all y'all niggas went and walked for Cheesecake, you dig what I'm saying? It hurt their career.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, you see he ain't put them out. Don't nobody want to hear him no more. It's, as I'm saying, it's a respect thing, bro. Like, say if niggas know you in the streets is Junebug, right? You in the streets, you know that nigga Junebug don't take shit from nobody. But your CEO got you doing some old flunky shit. You dig what I'm saying? And you go and do it on some send-off shit. So now when you start rapping about that street shit, how they look to people who done watched the reality show? They're like, this that same nigga that was on that flunky shit. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't going, the niggas ain't going to respect it. Some of the niggas in your hood might be like, they might even think you went soft. You know what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, young nigga putting the old school nigga on game. Feel me?
That's what, I mean, that's just my opinion. Because, like, when you listening to these records, if you a street nigga, that's what people going to look at you as. And you have to be depicted as that. So when you going out to these clubs and you doing shows, niggas like, okay, you a street nigga. But then you on this reality show getting punked by your CEO, and then don't nobody say nothing. You just on some old punk shit, on some old, well, fuck it, he got us type shit. You know what I'm saying? When you, even if you don't get picked, when you finally try to come back to the table and be on some nigga, I'm a street nigga this, I'm a street nigga that, they going to be like, man, they going to shoot you down.
Nobody going to respect you. Right.
Nobody
going to
respect it at all. You dig what I'm saying? And one, and then now your chance is done. Now you dead. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was saying. Like, and that's what kind of got me because, I mean, dog, I did everything you said, dude. Yeah, it might not have been good for how you wanted it, but true indeed, I did everything you said. I talked to the DJ, talked to the club owner. They didn't use that footage.
So that's what they think. So he should feel it and understand it as though that is where y'all need their help at.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If that's
going
the
to
case,
a different level, going to
like
a
I'm,
different
like,
level.
Like,
it's time for a budget now when you start going to that level. You know,
real
if you
talk.
Give me that amount of money, how you know how much the studio shit costs? Do I need to give you receipts? You know what I'm saying? That's when explanations start to come in.
But see, and it's all about if you we got this little flip cam. You know what I'm saying? This little small flip camera. You know what I'm saying? And I had to pay I went to three clubs that let me get in with it, but I had to pay each time. But that's here nor there. At the same time, all we got is this flip camera. Then, you know, and every club is dark, you know what I'm saying? So you're not going to really have no exciting footage, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got a camera crew in there with the lens and the camera light on, you know? These little cameras we got ain't even got no light on them. You know what I'm saying? You expecting us to get some great footage? What kind of footage is you expecting?
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's all I'm saying. I'm just like, you know.
Man, that's true, too. That's true, too. But, and too, what they looking at it there, I'm going, they had that. Y'all could have had somebody that does shoot that stuff to put a light on y'all's camera. That's where they looking at it. I'm just looking at it at a consumer's point of view, because they want it to look professional as what they want to represent. It's something
now,
they want to represent.
Now, that's true.
I know they want to represent you.
That's true. That's true that could have been good. That's true that, you know, we could have got in touch with somebody. But to be honest, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to the dude who did my video, and he was like, well, yo, you want me to go to the club with you? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we can go to the club together and shoot some footage. And I'm like, all right, well, cool, let's try that. Because he had the camera with the lens on it, with the light, you know? So I'm like, all right, cool. We go to the club. We went to two different clubs. We went to Pops. It's a club over here called Pops. And we went to this club called the Onyx. They wouldn't let us get in the Onyx because they swore up and down we were some building inspectors. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't let us slide in there. We went to the Pops. That's like a white, you know, more of a white Caucasian mix. It's like a mixed crowd. I ain't going to even try to play no race card. But it's a mixed crowd. And they was with it, you know what I'm saying? But then when we got to the DJ was like he didn't know how to mix the record in. So we really couldn't do it. But then the next day, dude had to be with his wife and his kids, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that man got a family, you know what I'm saying? Then the next day, I just happened to look up and get some footage, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't really, you know, need him. That was the Lord looking out for me. So I didn't really need him. But like I'm saying, if they want this to happen, they need to try to, you know what I'm saying? If you want all this footage to go down, why don't you bring some cameraman or some junk like that down here, you know what I'm saying, so we can do that.
But see, that's more money to him.
That's more money to them. But if that's the case, okay.
Right.
Like, okay, what's the golden rule, though? What's the golden rule, though, Junebug? You get what you pay for, right?
Damn
so
right.
If you sending us a $150 camera, what footage you expect to get? Some $150?
They just wonder. But see, that's what I'm saying. See, and all he wanted to see, man, they just wanted to see, because I done sat in there with Eddie and that lady Sylvia Rohn. All they want to see, as soon as that damn thing come on, as soon as you come on, the first thing they want to see is the whole club and crowd just going wild with your shit and just something that, you know, I would have had, as soon as it came on, I would have got with the club owner. They'd have gave it to, when did they give y'all tags? What day?
Friday. They gave it to us on Friday, and it had to be in by Thursday.
And that next Thursday?
Uh-huh.
You should have went to the club that night and hollered at the club owner, got his number from him, and then told him you need to speak with him that Saturday morning. You know what I'm saying? Because you know you got to get the club ready that Saturday. And then when you should have hollered at them that Saturday, you should have told them what it is that you're doing with Loud.com. And you came up with a scheme to promote for him on that next, what night was it going to play on or whatever, Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it would have played on a Friday night, you should have told him that, okay, I'm going to promote something on a Friday night free of charge. Free of charge. All I want you to do is just play my song, and I want to have a crowd involved with it. I'm gonna promote it. I'm gonna push it, and then you just go to the streets, hit the streets, and you make sure everybody come to that club, and you push that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Everywhere, put that bitch everywhere. Make that motherfucker everywhere. When them little kids get off the school bus, put it everywhere. Give it to everybody. Let everybody be talking about it. Everywhere.
Hmm.
and then motherfuckers will come. I got something to mark. I'm a marketing genius, man. You know, I listen to Russell Simmons. And I just take it and twist and put my flavor with it. Puffy did it. Jay-Z did it. Jermaine Dupri still doing it.
Yeah, that showed, you sure just put me on game, because what I did was I went to the club. I tried
that
to
night.
Go early. I tried to go that early. Like, I fell in the club, like, I say I fell in there about, like, 8, you know what I'm saying, 8, 9, you know what I'm saying, trying to catch
the
club on them. Yeah,
the night of the clubs,
you know what I'm saying?
Night that you wanted to do it on.
Yeah, I went that Friday. Like,
that
when we got the info, that's when I went, you know what I'm saying? I went that Friday, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Here we go, boom, 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 my name Gully, boom, boom, boom. And they was like, well, the dude, like, the first, the club that I got it played in, dude was like, he like, we ain't got no problem with you getting the record played. He's like, we here to support you anywhere it go. Because, look, Lyle had sent me some T-shirts. Lyle had sent me some Lyle.com T-shirts.
Yeah, man, you should have made sure. I'm going to tell you, this is what you should have did, dog. Ooh, if they would have did that for me. Dude, you should have made sure everybody in that club that was going to be filmed had on the Loud.com T-shirt, and when your song came on, they had their arm up in the air bumping.
But see, only thing about it is, see, because I didn't even think about that. They sent me them Loud.com T-shirts last year, and I just still had, it was only two of them. They had the mugs in a bag. And then the dude was telling me, huh?
There's just two T-shirts?
Yeah, it was just two of them.
I bet you could have called him and told him to send you some more.
Yeah, I probably could have. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I could have told him that. And then, look.
Who is the dude over it?
This dude named A.R. Kleinman.
Is he on the loud.com site?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he messed with the site like that. They brought him in from Warner Brothers.
I want to holler at him, man, about trying to get, you know what I'm saying, the stuff on my radio show. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I was telling him, if they would have gave me, and then the bartender and the manager was so cool. He was like, well, yo, do you want all the bartenders to wear T-shirts? And I'm like,
yeah.
That what he said? He said, do you want us to wear loud? Do you want us, all of us, to put these on? I'm like, oh. I could have did that all the way better, dog, on everything. That could have went
way better.
That's
what they looking for. That's what I'm saying. That's what they looking for. And I know this. I've been knowing this. I just didn't have a way to get it to them.
Mm. That show only had two T-shirts, and I gave that to the DJ and the club owner. The DJ, he threw the record on, and the club owner, he the one gave me the G-Pass, you know what I'm saying? Because when I was telling him about, you know, the same thing you said, that's how I got him to get on the camera with me, and that's how I got him to let me spin it and get the camera in. I was like, yo, I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, promote your club in a good light, you know what I'm saying, because it's gonna be on TV, on the internet and everything, and I'm just trying to, you know, get y'all shot in a good light, you know what I'm saying?
But see, that wasn't your job to do.
Yep.
For artists, it should have took, See, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them cats, man, they know me, man. They know I know. When I told some cats, man, in Atlanta that I was getting back in this music, they were like, oh, okay, bud. Because they know I know, you know what I'm saying, marketing schemes, but I just ain't got that goddamn paper.
Mm-hmm.
My boy got tore up. But now I got this internet. This shit too simple with this.
But that's the thing, though. I sure was talking to him, but in this game, because you got to hustle. So
yeah,
that's how that came about. Like, I had to put on my hustling hat. I had to do something, you know what I'm saying? I had to get that mug played. If I wouldn't have got it played, it would have got booted. You know what I'm saying? So I had to do what I had to do. And the Lord looked out for me. I sure got it played. You know what I'm saying? Then I was trying to holler back at we had to get it played again and some more clubs, you know, after he was mad. We had to get it done again.
Y'all did it?
Huh?
Y'all had to get the band again after he was mad or whatever?
Yeah.
For real? I
So they called y'all and told y'all to do it again.
Yeah. We had to call in to get our instructions like we normally used to have to do. And we had to do it again. And that's when I went to the hood club, like I was telling you. I went to the hood that time.
Did y'all
want
to do it again?
Huh?
They
made us do it again.
Yeah, y'all had to submit it.
Yeah, we had to submit it again, yeah.
Oh, so they probably going to have that again this week, huh?
I don't know. Ain't no telling.
Hey, is Steve Rifkin satisfied?
That's what I'm saying. On that note, I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't even.
You know.
Like, on that
it ain't
note.
No.
Huh?
It's a reality show, man. You know, it's a reality show. If that's how they trying to make it.
I don't care, man. This was a reality show. Crow, all them niggas, man, well, at least cut the niggas, at least cut Jaden. That nigga ain't even said nothing. And I spoke to Jaden about it, and he just, like, he don't care, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
He said he don't care.
He's right. He's fucking right, though, Gully. He's right. They need the artist. And Jaden just don't want to fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? He got the money. He's taking off and running. He's doing his thing with it. He's doing something else that he ain't giving them. That they don't know nothing about because they can't tap into the market and that part of where he's at. That's just all it is, man. And I know they probably listening, and I'm telling it. You know, because I know, because I done did it. I've been on that level, man. It ain't about, I don't care about that. Do your thing, my nigga. You can make a lot of money like that. But one thing I do know, I don't care what label you own or what you do, Universal controls you. Universal controls you.
Heck
that's
yeah.
Why Steve Rifkin's his partners with him. It's a blessing in disguise.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I was to win that competition, you know what I'm saying? I would, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if they going to sign whoever wins. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's I don't even know if that's how SRC going
to
do it. I don't even know if
they
even look. I don't even, it ain't.
I see it.
You get $100,000 and you get a record deal. The record deal, like, the record, if you read the rules, they can give you a buyout for your single, which is $13,500. You know what I'm saying? On top of the $100,000 and then the contest, and then that's it. You know what I'm saying? You get
so they don't have to sign you.
They don't have to sign you.
Ooh, Gully. That's a mean punch, ain't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if
I didn't know that.
If I can get that, that's why they sent us retainers. They sent us retainers before the competition even started. Like, before we could call ourselves finalists, if you don't win, they got 3 months. You get to negotiate with them in good faith for 3 months.
That's what you held up on that thing, ain't it?
No. What I held up was an offer from Def Jam. That was my offer from Def Jam.
Was it bogus?
Huh? No, we still negotiating that now. That mother 30 pages long. We still negotiating that now.
It shouldn't take that long.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
you don't need them. You don't need them, Gully. You don't fucking need them. I'm telling you. And, man, if I can just make people just know that and believe that. Dude, my shit is tight. You know that. You know how many emails I get from different women and shit to tell me how tight that song I just let you hear is?
Mm-mm.
And as soon as I tell them, walk them through on how to register for... how to vote for me on that loud.com site. You know, how can I get somebody how can I get some attention right now before the contest?
How can you get some attention?
Yeah, how can I get in touch with them people at the staff or whatever?
I don't know, because they be telling us, like, you know, don't get an info out. You know how every industry contact is. Cause it's
no, I don't want the info. I'm just saying how can they hear something about me?
You can try to hit up Rich.
Who is Rich?
The dude that be on the site.
Rich who?
The dude Rich Walk Up. You ain't never seen him?
Mm-mm. He got a fake slot on there?
Yeah.
What is it?
His name is Rich Walk Up. He posted a bulletin and everything.
Rich Walk Up.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He a loud.com administrator.
Rich Walk Up.
Mm-hmm.
Is he white?
Yep.
And you can add him as a friend or whatever. I would say my getting all my people just to go ahead and vote for me now and just send all their messages to Steve Rifkin.
Well, that could be a way. You know what I'm saying? But I just know that, like, I just know that you can holler at, you know what I'm saying? You can holler at, that can happen if you holler at, you can holler at Rich and see who you can get in touch with about your show. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure they with whatever, you know?
You said Rich Walker?
With Rich Walker.
Rich. W-A. Okay.
UP.
You put that in a little field where it says keyword search for.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't find it.
You didn't find it? It's all one word.
Oh, it is.
RICHWALKUP, all one word. Chance over here.
Yeah, man, it's...
Yeah, I thought it was 102. Do that,
oh, this guy.
Mm.
He's an administrator?
Yeah.
He's one of my friends already.
That's what I'm saying.
I haven't seen him. I don't think. I've seen him on another test. Does he try to rap too?
No.
He wants somebody to rap to that beat. You know that?
What beat?
That damn loud.com beat. That battle rap beat.
No, I rap to the battle rap beat.
Different.
I rap to that too. I rap to that beat.
It's a cool little track.
I ain't like that beat. I ain't gonna even stunt. I heard that beat was like yuck. But I'm telling you, as far as beats go, Reef are the hottest producer on that mug when it comes to them beats.
I got a couple from. He said I put like 9 joints on that, 8 joints.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
I think that single mother on. I freestyled one too, man. I said I wasn't gonna do it. Them niggas talked me into it though.
1, 2, 3.
A lot of time when I do these songs, man, I got my niggas over here. A lot of time, man, I record songs, man, I won't submit them. I don't record like 120 some songs.
10, 11, 12, 13.
And then submit them.
I got 14 beats from Reefer.
For real?
That boy, I'm telling you, dog. That boy, they're the truth.
He tight.
He's the truth.
Yeah. I think I got one from him.
He raw to me. I already was like, yeah, this nigga here is a beast. He's a problem, dog. I'm telling you. He nice. He mad nice.
See, that's the other good thing about doing this shit, man. You get to get contact with them. See, man, that's what makes a difference in the game, you know.
Yeah, because it's all about who you know.
You know, with that music part. Even like these niggas got me to freestyle this shit if it play. They got me to freestyle this shit. a lot of these songs on, man. A lot of them, man, that I already, you know, I got a whole bunch of them wrote. I just rap and want songs that I wrote. It's all in your delivery.
Mm-hmm.
When I did that show with Pac them in 96, man, that's what they said, man. I used to just sit back and listen. I mean, nigga, when I was up there with A-Ball and MJG, them niggas, they were just smoking weed, just talking shit. I was young. I was young around them niggas, man. But now I know. I was gonna get some more beats. I ain't gonna put more damn songs. I'm gonna do two more. I gotta put that single mother on there. So I already know I probably won't make it in the next competition though.
You say you probably won't make it. What you mean?
Because if they ain't gonna let me pick my own song, man, I'm not gonna do it, man. I'm not gonna let them. Seeing how the competition goes, it's a marketing standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Being an artist, that's what you do. You want to market yourself.
And that's what I was telling people, because they clipped us. Remember when I told you earlier? I was like, it's easy for somebody to clip us and then kick us while we down. They clipped us. We didn't get to use, because we have to promote ourselves in a decent light. I understand y'all giving us
you have to promote yourself. You pushing yourself the way that you want to be presented. In the
that's
game.
What I'm saying.
This is your first time out the gate on a national exposure. On a national exposure level, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
And you can't, and you ain't got the money to get it on this type of exposure, man, and get this type of attention to it. All they doing, man, is getting on MySpace and getting people to come to it.
Yeah,
that's all they doing because you know why? Every day I get on there, I look on there, and it's a bunch of niggas, new niggas on there that ain't got no songs.
Yeah,
because they try to record that shit and they know it's whack as hell. They ain't got to tell me. Nigga, I know.
And that's the thing. All I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a producer.
Regardless of the fact, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody even be on the site like that. Don't nobody be knowing about it. If it's some industry niggas watching it, they keeping it low-key.
They are.
You know
believe that shit.
Because to me,
brother,
I don't
they are. Believe me, brother, they are. Trust what I'm telling you now. But you know what? Get that out of your mind. Fuck them. They need y'all. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. If y'all get that thought in y'all's mind, them some bitches need y'all because they hurting. See, they in a market to where retail is their biggest. Retail and advertising is their biggest moneymaker. Entertainment, that's what music is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Retail and media, you know what I'm saying, shit like that is their biggest money maker. That's what I'm saying. So they're not getting retail. Where they getting retail at? Anybody buying them in the damn CD no more, man?
No.
And certainly everybody ain't buying Akon's album right now.
No.
Not dissing him. I'm not dissing him because I like his music.
Yeah, he did 3 million. You know what I'm saying?
As far as I mean, John ain't doing it right now.
That's pretty.
And they done paid John. And they got to pay on. And they got to keep that shit consistent to keep making that money to live the lifestyle they want to live. The game done changed the way shit just ain't coming in. Motherfuckers just going out to the mall buying a CD now.
So, like,
the computer shit taking over, man.
And people can just get your lead single right off LimeWire. Don't even have to go to the store and buy your album.
Okay. I tapped on, man. Have you put your name in LimeWire yet?
Uh-uh.
What? Put it in there and see what happens.
Mm-mm.
I always do that.
I don't want to put my name in there. I'll be salty. My name in there, I'll be mad as a mug.
I'll be happy as hell.
I don't know, man.
That means the motherfucker wants to do my shit before I put it out. I mean, now you got control. Check it out. But check it out, though, because, you know what I'm saying, I just got hip to LimeWire, too. So now you got control, right?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker going up, typing your name in LimeWire to go get it. That means you
you creating a buzz. So now, what you gonna do is you gonna take, you gonna go record a song. You gonna let nobody get it. You gonna go record another song. You gonna let nobody get it. They can't go online when I get that shit.
Heck no.
See, that's what the labels do. That's where the labels fucked up at. See, back in the day, that's what labels used to do. They used to take the song and just send them out there to like different DJs and stuff and get them to play it and see how people feeling in the clubs, have people riding around, going to different cities, coming to Nashville, going to Jackson, Tennessee, and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? See how people feel the song. You know, and then they reporting it back. But now they ain't like it no more. They got the internet. A lot of people lost jobs in the industry, man. But a lot of people that had jobs started their own company. For real, man. I fuck with a lot of niggas. You know, I don't fuck with them now. I used to fuck with a lot of niggas, man, that was dealing with major labels.
Mm-hmm.
Called their production. That's why, you know, like I keep saying, man, loud.com, they need y'all. Like you said, you was working on your mixtape, you was in the lab doing that. That was a damn good thing to hear. Are you doing it on your own label?
Yep, I got my tax ID number and everything.
Fuck them.
It's just like, and that's all I'm saying. Like, only thing I'm really worrying about right now is because everybody talking about the next competition. I mean, I think the next competition going to be better because, you know what I'm saying, it's not.
We already got an insight.
Yeah, they using us to try to, so they won't do it wrong again. Because to be honest, they messing up, you know what I'm saying? So what they trying to do is they trying to use us to see where they messed up at so they can make it better the next time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I can't see it being. I can't see this competition being messed up again. Not saying it's messed up now, but, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that need to be done differently. But I just don't like the fact how he...
criticism.
Yeah, how he came at
criticism
us.
From the big man when he don't know the time frame and negotiations and how people's life financial... Man, how can I put it, man? Boy, I can't. It's hard for me to speak. See, he's a goddamn. He's a white man. That motherfucker don't goddamn know.
See, the people that I know that know him know he's very arrogant. You know what I'm saying? They say that he real pompous. He real like, you know, he got an ego. You dig what I'm saying? And I heard that, you know, he was in talks with MTV about the loud.com situation. You know what I'm saying? They was going to try to film some artists and everything. And so SRC or whatever called a meeting with the executive from MTV. And so SRC laid everything out for the executive and MTV and everything. And then Steve was like, okay, we told you what we could do. Why should we do business with you? That's what he asked the dude. And the dude say, you know what I'm saying? The man say, well, you called this meeting. You invited me to this meeting. You know what I'm saying? So next thing you know, MTV passed on it. And then Steve was like, oh, man, forget MTV. You know what I'm saying? Like, now he had this whole fuck MTV attitude.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what you got to understand when you working for somebody like that. You dig what I'm saying? Like, that's just the type of dude he is. Like, when he snapped on us like that, man, you already know that's just the type of dude he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, now that I see that's what's over there, you know what I mean? You could go and, I mean, people could say what they want to say about what they want to do and where they want to go. But I just rather be at a label that, you know what I'm saying, Because I know what type of dude I am, and I know how he is. So I know we pretty much bump heads. Because I'm a man just like you is. So if you talk to me disrespectful, I'm going to give it back to you just like how you giving it to me. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to want to leave. Straight up. And if I'm trying to be at a label, everything got to be smooth, bro. Like, it can't be no bickering going on or no saltiness. Because the minute one of your chicks late, you going to go in there and start smacking people with the pistol. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm just like, man, I'm just, in my best interest, I'm just waiting to see what they gonna do, because don't nobody know what they gonna do. You know what I'm saying? The competition.
Come on now?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I was talking to Franchise, and he was saying that he don't know if he was going to keep continuing to mess with it, and D-Rap don't know if he was going to mess with it anymore. So, you know, like I said, they tried to put fear in us by saying Steve is pissed, and, you know, right now he's prepared to cut all y'all, you know what I'm saying? And if he going to cut us, I mean, he would have did it. That man, I mean, Steve is Steve, dog. If he wanted open with, he would have been did it.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not really tripping off the situation. Like, if Cuz wanted this competition over with, it would have been, period.
But see, him too, though, he got, with him advertising it like that and giving y'all that actual money and stuff like that, he has held himself responsible and accountable for an agreeable contract. He has to hold agreeable to that, accountable for that. But I didn't know that they had the right to buy you out for $13.5. That's what they're gonna do.
Yeah, for that song,
yeah. I don't think they're gonna fuck around signing one of y'all, man. I think gonna sign you. I hope they sign you. Well, I hope they sign you.
We gonna see, man. Like, I mean, all I can do is do what I do. You know what I'm saying? I hope SRC like it. If they like it, that's what's up. They don't, you know. That's still what's up, you know.
So that one song you got, I Go Hard, that's a song you gotta push the whole time.
Uh-huh.
No. Mm-mm. If I can't pick the song, I ain't doing it.
That's what I'm saying. We had to take that. We had to take the beat. We had that the beats they gave us, we had to take them. If we didn't take them,
The beat's fine. I don't give a damn about that. If it's the beat on the site, let me pick any beat on the damn site. You don't tell me what song I pick.
Yep, they got to tell you. They going to give you a beat.
Nah, they going to kiss my ass, too.
They going to say, either you take this beat or you bounce.
I bounce. Go back to doing what I was doing.
Shit. That's what they do. They need to, bro.
Because if they were interested like that, fuck it, nigga, they'll get it, let you do it.
That's what I was saying, because if it's all about them picking the best record, because they, I mean, you can't, look, I'm going to tell you this, Junebug, I know you've been watching the contest since the first episode. I know that they can't sit up there and lie and say production don't matter, my chief, because when you look at it, you know what I'm saying, when you look at it, that nigga Drop song came on, they didn't even say nothing, like, he didn't even say nothing, he said two words, he's like, okay, niggas talking about they get money, well, we got money, and then everybody that was sitting up there listening to it was already, bobbing their head. They was already bobbing, so they were sold as soon as the beat came on. So you can't say production don't matter, because all three of them was bobbing their head when that beat came on.
What beat was it?
That I get it, you got it, you get it, got it, I got it, you get it, got it, that beat. It was by Mini Mafia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got one by now.
Yep. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like, you know, if they wanted us to get out in the club and get this stuff promoted, they would have gave us better. At least, I mean, I can make my own beats. Let me make me a beat myself.
No, you can't do that. Mm-mm. You know why they ain't gonna let you do that, man?
Why is that?
publishing wise, man.
Oh, okay.
He in the EML. Dude, they would let you do that. And it was been, see, they done did their research. Because y'all done looking at all that shit. And I know Steve them done call around. I know, see, niggas, he know about me in the industry. I know he done called around and shit. He know I know. Ain't nowhere in the world, man, you can live. God, let me tell you something. If you do your own business and you promote it on this show like it's being promoted, you are supposed to get paid. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
A royalty check, points. That's how your ass getting paid in the entertainment industry. By the point system. 7 points to a record spin. If you got one, you getting some bank. Feel me? Drake getting about 6. That's why he don't gotta come out with that much shit. 6. So every time anything he put out is being played on anything other than his own CD player, he getting paid for it.
Man.
For real. That's how that shit work, man. How that shit work. For real. So they're not gonna let y'all do that. So that shit can be tracked. You can get your publishing rights for that. And he couldn't have no control over it. That's why they had y'all sign that thing. And it had something to do with that. That's why they make you do the beats on here exclusively. From their producers, because they had them sign the contract, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So just for the site. And not for their selling purposes.
Because our show got a beat from Lou Diaz. He messed with, and he messed with, I think he messed with Pure Records or something.
Oh, yeah.
I know they probably know him or something. Because, you know, Steve them from Florida, Miami. That's where Lou Diaz from. So I'm pretty sure they probably kicked it or something.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, I'm going to just try it. But if they don't let me pick single mother, that's all I just let you hear.
Mm-hmm.
And hang it up.
They ain't going to let you use it?
If that ain't going to be the song they let me use.
What do you mean?
If they, say for instance, I went around.
Uh-huh.
And they picked me for the contest.
Uh-huh.
And the song that I went that round with, that song I got to use.
No.
If they don't let me pick the song that I want to use and win
you have to use what it is. You have to use they beats on the site. Feel me? You have to use they beats on the site. Say if you use a beat off their site and then come up with and still use Single Mother.
Well,
but you do it to a beat on their site. You know what
I mean? Any beat though?
Huh?
I can pick any beat.
On the site, yeah.
Oh, so I can pick any beat. So you chose the beat you want. You chose I Go Hard.
Heck no. They gave us that. I chose the beats I wanted to use to get my spot. But after
no,
I became a finalist, they gave me that.
No, I'm talking about the song you wanted to become the finalist.
No, they gave me that.
That's what I'm talking about.
If they would have let me pick, come on, man. If they'd have let us pick our beats, man, you'd have heard a whole different contest.
That's
you would have seen the records being played in the club with no problem.
That's,
you
what I'm trying to say. That's the only way I would have done the contest. I wouldn't have done it, man, no other way. I wouldn't have done it how they want. I don't give a damn how much exposure it is or how much they got. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I'm not finna make them no money.
They gave
I'm not finna make them no money. I'm not finna make them no money for me looking silly, for them to try to make examples out of me. Fuck them.
And I ain't going to even stunt, because that's why I was See, now you know the inside of what we going through. Now you know this is what we going through to put on this little show for y'all niggas.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. When you said what you said, I told Franchise, you didn't know. That's why all these people that's popping off and saying I'm next.
If they can't let you, so your boy had to use. Hello?